following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football, presented by Clay Power Sports, Delhalla's one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Last week's black and gold exposure of the Red Dogs as pretenders solidified the Clay County Canines. Their fifth consecutive regular season winning record guaranteed them their fourth ever first-round playoff game on John Temple's Field and set the stage for a climactic region title showdown on Turney Ford Field. However, as head coach Bruce Lamb and his 6-2 squad prepare for that season finale, they can't overlook their opponent tonight in the year's penultimate matchup. Reappearing on the schedule again for the first time since 2016 is a team that's almost always had their way with the Dogs, the Trousdale County Yellow Jackets. The Black and Gold squad have made the near 50-mile trek along Highways 52 and 10 to Hartsville and the facility known as the Creek Bank to take on the purple-clad 9-time TWSAA state champions. While third generation head coach Blake Satterfield may not have his jackets stinging like they did in yesteryear, they're quickly improving with a 4-4 record. This is Trousdale County and Clay County for the 34th time.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local, independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal,
serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Have you gone country lately? Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County Coach Bruce Lamb, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, folks. This is 2023's ninth broadcast of Bulldog football for the second week in a row and the fourth time this season. We're on the road with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'm excited to call the action for the first time this evening from the historic Creek Bank. Joining me tonight is going to be a pair of gentlemen who, much like myself, maybe have heard the chant of dog meat from the Jackets as they were out warming up for pregame contest of yesteryear. The first is our producer, John Weaver.
Thanks for that introduction, Daniel. Glad to be here tonight. I hope this night turns out better than the ones when I was on the playing field here.
A little different Jacket team, of course, from back when we was on the gridiron in the late 90s there when they had a couple back-to-back state titles. But nevertheless, an improving squad under third-generation coach Blake Satterfield. Also joining me here tonight, the network's analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Like you said, Daniel, back on the road and somewhere we've never been as broadcasters. Unfortunately, we made a couple trips here as players. Didn't come out the right way, as John said. But, you know, this is one of the most iconic venues in high school football, Daniel, and proud to be here tonight.
Yeah, you know, we've had the pleasure, if you can call it a pleasure, I guess, of calling them from South Pittsburgh, and we know the history there. This one just the same, maybe even a little more so, honestly, when it comes to single-A football. Pretty cool. Opponent from the past that we've not always met, but 34th meeting here. A lot of Bulldogs of the past have played the Jackets.
Yeah, I agree. And like always, there's no place I'd rather be on a football Friday night than here with you two getting ready to call this one between what I think are two pretty evenly matched teams, Daniel. It should be a good one tonight.
It is. We broke down the records coming down here and kind of pretty much agreed that we might be 4-4 if we played that same record they had as well. They lost to four good teams. And it's going to be a tough one. They do not want to lose at home to a team like Clay County because in these players' lifetimes, it's never happened.
No, it hasn't. And there's one group like the Creek Bank here, this facility. They're iconic, too, and that's our long list of loyal sponsors, Daniel. We wouldn't make these road trips without them or bring any of this coverage to Bulldog Nation without these sponsors. We can't thank them enough.
That's absolutely right. They make it all possible.
Folks, we hope you'll pick up a copy next week of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper. Also, for coverage of tonight's game, because that's where this all started. The Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Dale Hollow Horizon, so we hope you'll support that too. Up next, as we do every week during the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in this week's paper in our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's win over Red Bowling Springs.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 139-1622.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, and now it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing Clay County's most recent game. The headline read, Clay County pulls away from Red Bowling Springs in 50th Battle of the Bulldogs to win six straight. And the story talked about how, after falling behind 7-0 to Red Bowling Springs and trailing the majority of the first half, Clay County found their groove and went on to win the 50th Battle of the Bulldogs over their neighboring county rival by a score of 49-16 last Friday night. The conference victory marked the sixth straight win for the Dogs from Salina, who improved to 6-2 overall and a perfect 2-0 in region play. With the win, Clay County earned a second consecutive shot at a league title in the regular season finale at Gordonsville next week. And in that win at Red Bull and Springs, the Dogs were paced by junior quarterback Nate Adams, Daniel, who accounted for all but one of Clay County's seven touchdowns in their eventual blowout of the Red Dogs, as your summary is going to show.
It certainly does. Nate Adams was on fire. He ran for four scores and threw two touchdowns in the victory, plus he added a pair of interceptions on the other side of the ball. With the Dogs trailing 7-0 late in the opening quarter, Adams closed out the first half with scores on the ground of 12, 36, and 14 yards, respectively. He also added a two-point run to give Clay County a 21-7 advantage at the break. A Nate Adams 12-yard touchdown pass to senior wideout Weston Birdwell then capped a 65-yard Clay County scoring drive to open the third quarter, which also featured a nice run by sophomore Waylon Cherry and a 26-yard completion to sophomore tight end Reese Adams. Nate also ran one in from 2 yards out and found his sophomore brother Nolan Adams for a 29-yard touchdown in the second half, while junior tailback Aiden Soto accounted for the other Clay County score with a 6-yard rushing touchdown. Red Bull and Springs did scratch out 2 points on an intentional grounding call in the end zone, which resulted in a safety, and they also found pay dirt once in the fourth quarter to account for the final 33-point margin. But Clay County was in control the entire second half. Besides the late Red Bull and Springs touchdown, the Dog defense stifled their opponent's attack in the final two quarters, where drives by the home team ended in 2 punts and a pair of interceptions. Final score, Clay County 49, Red Bull and 16.
Yeah, the Dogs really pulled away late, and that was because of Adams, who finished the night with he was just 3 yards shy of 300 total yards after he rushed for 143 on 10 carries and had 4 touchdowns, threw for 154 and 2 touchdowns on 8-19 passes. His numbers helped Clay County rack up a total of 486 yards and 7 touchdowns, by far their best output of the season on offense. And they did that on 50 plays, including a total of 332 yards and 5 touchdowns rushing, which were added to the passing numbers. Soto also had a big night on the ground with 107 yards and a touchdown on 13 carries, while senior Leighton Brown had 5 carries for 60 yards, Cherry 2 for 18, Nolan Adams 1 for 4. Burble led the way receiving with 3 catches for 59 yards, while Nolan Adams and Reese Adams also had receptions, Adams 3 for 58, Reese 2 for 37, Nolan also with a touchdown. Senior Parker Smith, junior Worm Smith, and Reese Adams led the way defensively with 5 tackles each. Burgle and junior Nate Mayberry had 4 apiece. Soto and junior Hayden Adams both had 3. Nate and Nolan Adams, along with freshman Roland Holloway, all recorded 2 stops, while senior Austin Anderson and sophomore Cole Eads had 1 each. Cherry also with an interception, Nate with those 2 INTs. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game in your Del Hall Horizon newspaper. If you haven't done it yet this week, pick up a copy because it also includes our Fall Sports Digest covering every team in Clay County. So go pick up a copy today. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County versus Trousdale County here on the Creek Bank on the Horizon Sports Network.
Around.
Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. Come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
With Twin Lakes Futureproof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Tri-County Electric will be utilizing text messaging as part of our outage management system. We now have the ability to text to share known outages with members. We automatically include all members we have a cell phone number for, so please make sure your phone number is updated. Members can opt out at any time. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show, it's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Clay County Bulldogs have made the TWSWA playoffs for 6 consecutive seasons and have 25 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record was 15-25, with their furthest advancement being the state title game 1 year ago, where they finished as the runner-up. The Trousdale County Yellow Jackets, they have advanced to 35 consecutive postseasons and have 42 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1972. They have a stellar playoff record of 91 wins to 33 losses and have captured state gold in 9 different seasons. They were the TWSWA champions in 1972, 90, 93, 97, 98, 2008, 2009, 13, and most recently in 2018. Now, they also lay claim to an unsanctioned state title all the way back in 1922. So ask any local Hartsvillian, and he'll say they're 10-time state champions. These teams are meeting for the 34th time in their histories, first squaring off almost 100 years ago in 1924. I just about printed off that newspaper article and read it on air like we sometimes do. But unfortunately, it's a 20-0 win for Trousdale, so I left it alone. But the Bulldogs have won some in this series. Their largest margin of victory came in 1983 when Salina won 40-6. The Yellow Jackets' largest margin of victory was 56-0 in the 1997 regular season game. The Dogs have never strung together back-to-back wins in this series. In fact, the Clay Countyans have struggled to beat the Jackets at all. The Dogs have won 3 times in the series, with those victories coming in 1954, 1983, and 1989. I know the 83 and 89 wins were in Salina. Don't know about 54. It could be that we have never won on this field. Trousdale has won 20 straight in this series, dating back to their 1992 win. Overall, the Black and Gold have a 3-30 record against the Jackets. We do have some series stand leaders from these contests, a lot of them coming on the ground. We have no passing leaders, so rush and yardage, we'll share the top 2 leaders. Second place, 1992, Gary Davis, his sophomore season, 172 yards on the ground. And the leader there, a classmate of mine, Chris Bartlett, his senior year in the fall of 1999, he rushed for 186. Chris also holds the mark for single-game rushing touchdowns. He scored 3 that night in a game that was held in Salina. Longest rushing touchdown. Bartlett had a 74-yarder in that 1999 game, but the longest one, unfortunately, it was in a losing effort. But my dad, Jerry Strong, right here on the creek bank, an 89-yard fourth and I think it was maybe fourth and four. I've heard him tell the story, quarterback sneak call. Then went 89 yards, four touchdown against the Jackets.
Jump over to the defensive side of the ball, your tackle leaders. We've got two tied at the top. They both have 15 stops, and they came in the same year. So it had to be
same game.
In the same game.
Yep.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure, Daniel, wasn't for sure. But teammates John Roberts and Curtis Stone, both recording 15 stops in a game. We talked about Worm Smith getting there this season. That's a huge number.
It is, and that was reported, I think, in the Tennessee, and his where that stat comes from. So, you know, Trousdale runs the football a lot, did back then, especially ground and pound. So a lot of opportunity for linebackers and defensive ends to make those plays.
We jump to special teams after that. Unfortunately, we don't have a whole lot of numbers here to go through against this Yellow Jacket team. But the longest kickoff return touchdown was completed by Darrell Reeser in 1983. He had an 80-yarder, Daniel.
And finally, the longest punt return touchdown, 1988, opening round of the playoffs, held in Salina. Unfortunately, tough loss to the Jackets, but Scott Barlow kept it close with an 80-yard punt return touchdown in 1988. That does conclude our opponent portion of Abida Bulldog history. After a word from our sponsors, we will return with our illustral and decadal history.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
Back here live on the Carquest pregame show, continuing Abida Bulldog history. Last week we discussed the 2003 Clay County High School Bulldogs and celebrated their 20th anniversary. Now, typically, we go in chronological order with this segment. However, for some reason, I skipped over the 1988 squad, who are celebrating their 35th anniversary. We won't talk about them tonight, so we will look back to 1988. Microsoft released Windows 2.1. Rat Group NWA straight out of Compton blared on boomboxes. Who Framed Roger Rabbit was on the big screen. And Russell Richardson was in his seventh year as head coach of Salina High Bulldog Football. This another classic installment of those great 80s teams that we saw throughout that entire decade. A ton of names we're going to recognize as Thomas reads them in a minute. Tough 7-4 final record. I say tough because the schedule was so tough. 7-4 final record on the year, hard fought. About 23 points a game on offense. Stingy defense, only allowing 9.5 points a game against some good competition. Of course, the Salina High School all-time tackle leader Kenny Garrett, a member of this squad his senior year. So you definitely are going to have a defensive team when you've got the all-time tackle leader on it. Thomas, go ahead and share all those names.
I'll do it, Daniel. That team included 9 freshmen: David Maxfield, Michael Adams, Timmy Smith, Roger Garrett, John Bowles, Kevin Cunningham, Chris Keene, and Matthew Boone. And then 9 sophomores: Brent Burchett, Jason Coon, Scott Lynn, Greg Collins, Mike Briggs, Lane Boyce, Bill Pettigo, Brian Burchett, and Jeff Brown. And then 4 juniors: Jason Hunt, Bobby Tupiker, the great Stephen Arms, Jason Narhead Hamilton. And then 6 solid seniors: Scott Barlow, Pat Smith, Rob Eads, Joey Eads, Kenny Garrett, and William Larry Strong. Like you said, head coach Russell Richardson, assistant coaches, the great Randall Walker and Jonell Eads, and the managers, Billy Cornbread Maxwell, Stephen Allen, and Edward Williams.
Just a classic group, and you saw contributions from that highly talented sophomore class, obviously a small group of juniors, but a quality group. And then those seniors, just a good, solid team, top to bottom here. We'll walk through the schedule as we always do. They opened up splitting the first 2 games, beat Baxter 21-8 to start the season 1-0. Then a tough loss to those Gordonsville Tigers 14-24 in the second game of the season. And that put them at 1-1 at that point, Thomas. And something that you don't see a lot, they actually opened up 1-2 the third game of the year, hosting Good Pasture, a team that we've seldom played over the years. The only time we have, I think, was in back-to-back seasons here in 87-88. 22-24, the final score in that game. And Salina was trailing 14-21 when Stephen Arms hit Scott Barlow for a 96-yard touchdown with a minute 30 left in the game. Coach Richardson rolls the dice, goes for 2 rather than the tie, takes that 22-21 lead with about a minute and a half remaining. But Good Pasture drives down, hits a 32-yard field goal with 14 seconds left to win the game 24-22. So you're sitting at 1-2 there after the first 3.
Yeah, a tough start. Kind of similar to this team. We dropped 0-2 and now are on a streak. And they went on a streak of their own, 1-3 in a row. They beat Harpeth 26-7 to rebound from that loss to Good Pasture. And in the rain, Stephen Arms threw 4 touchdown passes, 3 of those to his fellow Hall of Famer, Bobby Tupi Kerr. Then they went on to shut out Watertown 28-0. And then, of course, blew out Red Bowling Springs 45-0 in that game. Arms, after that game, I guess, yeah. Arms was leading the Mid-State in passing. He was 49 of 90 for almost 1,000 yards at that point, 982, and had thrown 14 touchdowns. And you've got to note there, they were ranked as the number 8 team in the Class A poll at that time. Before... go to Guernsey County.
Yeah, set up a big matchup. You're 4-2 on the year after that, playing your best football, leading Pasture in the Mid-State. You take a long road trip to Guernsey County, not the favorite place of dogs to travel to. We went there last year and had a win. This time, though, in 88, it was a loss, 12-21, and the big story, Stephen Arms had a leg fracture, was replaced by Brian Burchett for the rest of the year. Of course, Brian, a very capable sophomore quarterback at that time, but to lose your junior starter at that point, just real tough, and they fall to 4-3 there. And if I'm not mistaken, Scott Barlow, the starting tailback on this squad, a great player, was also banged up in that game. He returned. Of course, Arms could not return that season. They finish off the year after the Grundy County loss, though, with 3 straight wins, 27-0 over Monterey, 32-6 over Livingston, 12-0 over Laverne. And that sets them up for a home first-round playoff game with the Trousdale County Yellow Jackets. This is when the Jackets were starting to roll there in the late 80s. Hard-fought loss, another big rainstorm game. Trousdale was 8-2 coming into it. Salina was 7-3. Scott Barlow had a 80-yard punt return touchdown. And 14-8, though, the loss, that was the only touchdown that Salina High could muster. And of course, the next year, Thomas, same thing. They met in Salina in the first round again. And guess what? In 89, we eliminated them. So it worked out a year later.
Yeah, the last time we beat Trousdale County in history. But you go look back and look at this team, Daniel. Like you said, allowing less than 10 points a game.
Yeah.
So that shows you what how close their losses were, you know, at that time. Beaten by 10, I think, is their – biggest loss, I think that was, and that was in the Gordesville game, 24-14.
Yeah, you're right. Lost by 9 to Grundy, lost to 2 to Good Pasture. Just look at the names real quick. Good Pasture, Harpeth, Laverne. We don't play those teams
anymore. No, we don't.
And just a different time, Jason Narhead Hamilton, who was a junior on that squad, just sent a message in, says, hey, Bubba Maxfield was a senior on that team as well. So, of course, we go by the team photo. If somebody's missing
right,
from it,
true.
Sometimes we don't have that name. Football Queen, back in the fall of 1988, Rhonda Roberts, the cheerleaders, Tanya Sieber, Julie Gentry, Jenny Sadler, Tom Ashworth, Susie Copeland, Melanie Brown, Valerie Scott, and Angie Watson. Thomas, the 1988 Salina High School Bulldogs, another great installment.
No doubt. You know, those late 80s teams, they were the ones that, you know, kind of gave my generation something to look forward to. They're the ones you looked up to, the ones you wanted to be like, and 1988 was no exception there. Just some of the great teams of all time.
It's been our pleasure to briefly discuss them and congratulate them on celebrating their 35th anniversary. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components that shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and a local agent, Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Have you gone country lately? Up next on the CarQuest Pregame Show, an interview with head coach Bruce Lamb. And still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. So stay with us here as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County traveling to Hartsville, where the 6-2 Dogs will look to make it 7 in a row with a win against the 4-4 Trousdale County Yellow Jackets. I'm here with Clay County head coach Bruce Lamb and senior running back and special teams player Leighton Brown for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, thanks for having us over today.
Thank you, Thomas.
Leighton, good to have you with us, too.
Thank you.
Six straight wins, Coach. What does that say about this team, especially after that 0-2 start?
We're growing up. You know, we're growing up. You know, we knew coming into the season, you know, not necessarily young, we're just inexperienced, and we're maturing. The kids are doing what they got to do to win. It's not been perfect each week. You know, we've had ups and downs, but, you know, they find ways to win, and that's huge.
Layton, how have you and your teammates turned it around like that?
Well, like Coach said, it wasn't perfect in the beginning, but I think we've worked really hard over the practices, and we've come together closer as a team.
Did you expect it, Coach? I know coming into this season, you said that. We may get off to a slow start, but when things kind of come together, I think we'll do good things. Did you expect an undefeated run after that?
You know, our schedule was so tough. You know, it was kind of questionable, but I knew we had it in us. I knew these kids could line up and play some football because they're super athletes and they care about the game. And we've kind of meshed together a little bit each week, and, you know, things have made us a little bit closer as a team, and it's become one big family, and, you know, they fight for each other, and you see that each week, and I love that. That's what's so great about football. You know, they fight for each other.
You said it wasn't perfect, including this last one, though you can't tell it by the final score, stretched it out in the second half, but it didn't come easy against Red Bone Springs, did it, Coach?
No, it didn't, and we knew they had a good football team. You know, a lot of good skill kids, and especially offensively, they moved the ball, and against everybody. You know, everybody they played, they moved the ball. So, you know, we came out, and we was a little flat, you know, the pregame festivities kind of that we didn't know about kind of got us off track a little bit, you know, but you know, we finally settled down and got refocused and played well.
And Layton, a little heated throughout that contest, as it always is. What is it about the Battle of Bulldogs that makes emotions run high from both teams and, honestly, the fans and everybody involved in that one?
Well, I think both teams are a little bit heated just from, like, different, like, plays perspective. Like, it was just back-to-back. Like, one team would get more yards than the other. And then we didn't come out too good in the first half, but after the second half, we came out pretty heated. We started getting our plays pretty good. We started gaining yards. But I think both teams are just really good athletes. I think that's what got us both really heated.
Coach, besides the evenness on there, you know, a pretty cheapy atmosphere also going on. But your guys did what they had to do to win going away, really. How nice is it to know your team can put emotions aside and get it done?
Well, that's huge, you know, because it is an emotional game, but you got to know how to control it. And you know, we're learning. We're still – we still make some silly mistakes, as in, you know, letting our emotions get the best of us at times. But, you know, that even goes for 54-year-old head coach. Sometimes
sure.
Emotions get a little – out of hand, and you know, you got to be able to control that, and that's the only thing we can control is how we react to things, and we got to get better at that, and we are. We're getting a lot better.
And this guy sitting beside you, he's one of those guys that has put emotions aside, and he's ready when his number is called. Layton Brown gets it done, doesn't he, Coach? I mean,
yes,
he ran the ball well against Red Bone Springs, found the end zone some this year. He's been a big contributor on special teams all season long. Comment on that and tell us what else he brings to your team.
Layton Brown is a super athlete, you know, super fast. Came in here last year and kind of, you know, trying to feel his way through. And he has become a guy that we can count on anytime, whenever the game is. If the game's online, we know that we can put Layton Brown out there and he'll do his best and give us everything he's got. And that's huge. Huge to know that you've got somebody who I can just say, it, whether it's, you know, on a good hands team or it's a kickoff, onside kick, I know I can reach over and grab him. Or I can put him in, I mean, we put him in a tailback last week. You know, what did he do? I mean, 60 yards, I think, on five mm-hmm. carries. I mean, you know, this kid right here, he's ready for anything, and that's huge having somebody just like him.
Like Coach said, this is your second year here. But you got it in your blood. Your dad, Devram, he's one of my teammates. He bleeds black and gold like the rest of us. What influence has he had on you when it comes to football? And how do you like being a Bulldog since moving to Clay County?
Well, dad's influence, we're in the military, so we moved around all the time. So I've played, like, different footballs, different states all around. But There's nothing like Clay County football, I think. This is probably the one of the better football teams I've played on. We just play with so much pride, I think, and it's really good, like a really good football team.
Coach, Layton's found his home here, much like you have. Did you see an adjustment period for him coming in, or did he pick it right up and roll with it?
You know, it's a little bit of adjustment period. You know, it took him a little time to get used to, you know, terminology and the way we do things, you know. And of course, you know, last year is my first year also, and so it was a little time, looking a little time for everybody to get used to what I do and mm-hmm. how I do things. And Coach Maynard, and, you know, the same way. And so, you know, it's been a learning experience for all of us, and it's turned out well. I think it's become a home for a lot of us, and we enjoy it.
And Layton, you came at the right time. How awesome was it being part of that state runner-up team in your first season here, and how's that helped you in your senior season?
Well, being part of it was pretty cool. I've never been to something that big. That game, being on that field, it's just with that big crowd, it was amazing. We want to go back to Chattanooga this year. I mean, it's just an amazing feeling. But last year's team, there's just so many good role models on last year's team. I mean, like, every senior on that team was such a big role model to us, and losing them was such a big loss. But they really helped me, just like, just watching them play, honestly. They just played 110%. It just taught me just how to play football, really.
Coach, you, Layton, and the entire team are going to have your hands full on the creek bank with a much-improved Trousdale County team tonight. Break down the Yellow Jackets for us.
Well, they're playing their best football right now. I know that. And extremely physical, just like every Trousdale County team is. And, you know, got an old-school football player running the show at Cole Gregory. And he, you know, plays quarterback, and he can play anywhere on the field. And probably one of the best linebackers we've faced all year. You watch him on film, and if the play goes away from him, he don't care if it's 30 yards down the field, he's going to chase the ball down and make the play. He's just a phenomenal football player. And, you know, it's going to be tough. Going to Trousdale is not easy. I've been there many times, and that's, you know, it's a place, a hard place to play. You feel like you're behind as soon as you get there.
Right.
So, you know, it's going to be tough. Our kids are going to just go out there and, you know, we got to match their physicality, and you know, we got to make the plays when we can. We can't make silly mistakes. And, you know, the last few weeks, you know, we've had times where we weren't focused. We weren't there mentally, and we'd line up wrong, or we'd, you know, block the wrong way, or we'd, you know, run the wrong way, or miss a tackle. You know, we can't have that. The next 2 weeks, you know, you can't have that. And I think we've kind of stressed that this week in practice, and, you know, hopefully it's going to pay off tonight.
Layton, besides Trousdale County's talent, you have to deal with their tradition, too. I know you've just been here a couple of years, but I'm sure you've heard about Trousdale's tradition. And we've lost 20 straight to the Yellow Jackets here at Clay County Salina High School. I never beat them. Your dad's never beat them. A lot of guys hadn't. What would it mean to go down there and get it done, not only for yourself, but for all of us?
Well, like Coach said, they got some pretty good athletes, but I think so do we. I think it's really just going to be a battle between just, like, who wants it more, who's just going to go down there and get it done, really.
Coach, it's that time. What's your team have to do to beat the Yellow Jackets?
We need to make them huddle up. You know, defensively, we need to line up and make them continue to huddle and get them third and long. As much as we can. They're not a big play team that I've seen on film. And, of course, I say that, and they may come out and be a big play team tonight. I don't know. But they're not, you know. But, you know, we need to get them in third and long situations as much as we can. Offensively, you know, we're going to put drives together. It's not going to be big plays. It's going to be a lineup. And, you know, 4 yards is a great play. And we need to just focus, play football, and do it the way we do it, as the Bulldog way, I guess you would say.
There you go. Layton, you ready for that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like we were saying, that quarterback's a really good athlete, and honestly, I'm just makes it more pumped to go down there and play.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being with us here today.
Thank you.
Coach, as always.
Thank you, Thomas. I appreciate you, buddy.
Good luck tonight, guys.
Thank you.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years. back here on the CarQuest pregame show live from Hartsville, Tennessee. Time now for How They Fared from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Welcome in, everybody. I'm John Weaver. This is How They Fared. Clay County's week one opponent, York Institute Dragons, continue their winning ways. They're 8-0. Last week, they narrowly escaped Wilson County with a one-point victory over Friendship Christian to remain undefeated. Tonight, they travel to Wartburg.
Yeah, I think they're going to remain undefeated this week for sure. But what a win for the Dragons against the Commanders.
Third quarter score, they were trailing 7-9. Scored. Coach Wright said, hey, we're on the road. Private school. Came down here to win. Let's go for two. And proved to be the winning decision.
Week two opponent for Clay County is Westmoreland High School. Last week they traveled to Carthage and were beaten 27-0. Tonight they have the Portland Panthers coming to their place.
I think that could be a good contest right there. I wouldn't know who to pick in that one.
Portland and Westmoreland?
Yeah.
I would probably take Portland, but how defeated are they morale-wise at this point? I'm not sure. It would be a good one.
Clay County's week three opponent, Jackson County. The Downriver Devils were off last week. Tonight they host Monterey Wildcats.
One we're going to pick in a little bit.
Yep. Yeah,
probably a pretty good game. Week four, Clay County played those Wildcats from Monterey. Last week, they took a home loss from our opponent here tonight. This evening, as I mentioned, they're traveling to Jackson County.
Yeah, Trousdale going up on the mountain, coming away with a 28-0 win. Impressive there. I mean, Monterey's not world beaters or anything, but they're not a bad football team. We know that, and Trousdale tamed them.
Yeah, and, you know, earned a lot of confidence last week, kind of coming at the wrong time for Clay County. But I think Clay County's got the confidence of their own.
Week five opponent, Portland High School, is 1-7. Last week, they traveled south to Hendersonville only to lose 39-0. And tonight, they're going to make the short trip east on Highway 52 to Westmoreland.
Yeah, we talked about that one. Could be a toss-up.
Yeah.
Week six, we played Monroe County, Kentucky. Last week, the Falcons lost on the road at Greene County, 51-28. This week, they're at home for a district matchup against Clinton County, Kentucky. That loss against Greene County was also a district matchup. Greene County leads that district. So that's about all I know about those Kentucky teams. I do know a little more than I did last time.
Good job, because we know nothing.
Thank you. Week 7 opponent Joe Burns is 1-7. Last week, the Red Devils from Cedar Hill were idle. Tonight, they travel to Aaron, Tennessee to face Houston County. Anybody know anything about that?
I don't know much about that matchup at all either. The Red Devils looking for a win, though.
They need one,
I think. They do.
Week 9 opponent, Red Bowling Springs. The Red Dogs are now 4-4 after last week's loss to our Dogs. Tonight, Red Bowling travels to Unionville for a game with Community High.
I think they'll probably get back to their winning ways this week.
Yeah, you got to assume that, you know, that big non-region road trip was scheduled because they feel like they can win it. And Red Bowling is a good team.
Yeah, they got a good team. Unionville just south of Eagleville, for those wondering.
Thanks for that. Didn't know.
Week 10 opponent, Trousdale County. Of course, last week they beat Monterey, and tonight we're here to swat those jackets.
Yep.
Week 11 opponent, of course, the last game of the season, de facto region championship game against Gordonsville at their place. Gordonsville sits at 5-3 currently. Following an open date last week, they face off with Bledsoe County tonight.
Yeah, that's going to be a toss-up game, I think. Pretty evenly matched there, Bledsoe. You know, played some tough teams this year, classification up, I think. And I don't know. We're going to pick it, too, I think.
Clay County's opponent's combined record at this point in the season is 36-44. Time for the Big Kahuna Coaches Pick'em Challenge. Current standings see Daniel sitting alone atop the lead. 27-14 is his record. I'm chasing him and went 26-15 record, and right behind me is Thomas with 24, and Rob has 22 wins. So,
pretty tight still.
Big slate of six games tonight. Could go well. We could flip it. Only 10.
Here we go. Oliver Springs at Coalfield. Oliver Springs 6-2, Coalfield 7-1. A couple of those East Tennessee single-A teams.
Yeah, Coalfield's going to win that one.
Coach Edwards thinks so as well. He chose Coalfield. Could be a wash here because I've got to go Coalfield at home as well. If they were on the road, I might pick against them.
Yeah, it's a wash. I'd like to get one back on everybody right there, but I'm not going out on that limb. Livingston Academy Wildcats sitting at 2-6 are going on the road to the mountain to face the Jets of Cumberland County. Who you guys got?
I'll take Jake Johnson, my friend up there, the defensive coordinator at Cumberland County. Coach Edwards going with the Jets as well. A lot of Jet fuel on the mountain tonight.
Yeah, I'm behind Coach Johnson also, not just because I like him, good fellow, but I don't like Olga.
And you may not let me come over for a while for this, bro, but I'm actually going to take those Wildcats. Because you know what my motto is.
I do.
I won't repeat. So that means I'm taking Hoggy. Bledsoe County 6-2 at Gordonsville 5-3.
I'm going to upset on this one. Gordonsville's favored, but I look for Bledsoe to go on the road and make the Tigers really worry about that title game next week with Clay County.
I'm with you, Daniel. I think Clay County's going to go to Turney Ford Field and get a win, and so is Bledsoe. They're going to drop two in a row.
It's 5-5 if they do.
I'll take Bledsoe as well.
And Coach Edwards, of course, takes the Tigers. So Gordonsville at home.
There's one coach can make up on us. The last one, I'm sorry, the next one. Got a bunch of games here. DeKalb County, 4-4 at White County, 4-4.
I'll go DeKalb. DeKalb's an underdog. It's a night of the underdog, though. Sparta going to fall.
I'll take Sparta at home.
Coach Edwards does as well.
I'm gonna go. Trip Pinion and the White County team to take the victory in that.
They should win. They should win at home, but I'm going against it.
Last I looked, he was the state's leader in rushing. Stone at 6-2. This may be the biggest matchup of the night as far as our area of the woods, neck of the woods. Stone at Upperman. Upperman's 8-0 rolling this year. Stone trying to roll in there and maybe upset them. Think
bees.
They can do it?
Bees.
I don't think so. I think Upperman's going to hold true. They got a really good young quarterback, and I think they can get it done at home.
Yeah, me too. Bees.
Coach Edwards takes his alma mater of Upperman. I don't like being in the lead anyway. I'll take Stone on the road.
Wow. All right. And then the last one, Monterey at Coach threw me off. He says Goonsboro. Gainesboro. Goonsboro.
Yeah.
I'm taking Monterey in that one. Who are you guys taking?
Monterey's heavily favored. I mean, like three touchdowns favored, but Coach Loftus in the game going to have a little magic on the Cumberland tonight. I'll go Blue Devils at home.
Jekyll and Hyde, Monterey. They lose one, they win one. Unfortunately for Coach Loftus, I think it's the Wildcats tonight.
All right, guys. This has been How They Fared, brought to you by Farm Bureau and Solana Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. We got about 9 minutes here before kickoff time. We'll be back after these messages.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size. Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Time now before this non-region matchup between Clay County and Trousdale County for the Westmore Management Keys to the game. We asked Thomas for his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight and what we think would be the first ever win here on the Creek Bank, at least since 1954. We know that.
We do.
Offensively, Thomas, let's get started.
Well, I think this Clay County offense needs to get off to a good start here on the road tonight, string together a few first downs, and sustain a drive or two in the first half. You know, we've seen Coach Maynard's mix of run and pass be spot on here this season. And at this point in the season, he's got some experienced guys doing it. You know, we know what Nate Adams can do. Aiden Soto's become the workhorse. And Nolan Adams is the number one target for his brother, Nate. You know, we're going to need big-time performances from them all tonight. Not just one, but a perfect mix of the big three, Daniel.
Well, about Coach Dickerson, the defense?
Well, Trousdale County, they got one of the best single athletes Clay County will see in their quarterback, Cole Gregory. I'm not going to say he's the best, because that goes to the York quarterback, Miles LaFue, in my opinion. But Gregory is a player. You know, Coach Dickerson knows that. The Dogs know that. So that's where their focus is, and it's where it needs to be. The Yellow Jackets feature Gregory a lot in empty sets, and they just let him do his thing pretty much. So to me, it comes down to holding the line of scrimmage up front and the instinct and reaction of the linebackers in space. And we've got some good ones, Daniel. Reese and Hayden Adams, Aiden Soto, and Worm Smith. Not to call them out, but it's on those guys tonight to keep track of Gregory and keep him contained, and I think they can.
What about a major key for Coach Lamb and this team to beat Trousdale for the first time since 1989?
Well, Coach Lamb said it. When you play at the Creek Bank, it's almost like you're behind when you pull up on the bus traditionally. But this group of Dogs, they don't know anything about that.
No.
Yeah, they've heard this week about the 20-game losing streak because we brought it up. But I don't think that phases this team. They're a confident bunch. That's exactly what you need to come in here and pull off a win. Not overconfidence, but a little swagger, as our Coach Edwards used to like to say. And I think this group has got that. They believe they can come here and win tonight. And having that mindset is huge. I don't think there's a big difference in ability between Clay County and Trousdale County tonight. If anything, the Dogs have the edge there too. So I think this group is the one that gets it done, Daniel. For you, for John, for me, all us former Bulldogs, and for themselves, because they believe, and I can't wait to witness it.
There you go. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmore Management and owner Bobby Westmore, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we're turning our eyes to the Hartsville skies and bringing you the Cumberland Exteriors Weather Report. Temperature currently in Hartsville, 60 degrees. It'll be 57 at halftime, 54 by the end of the game. 49% humidity. There was 11-tenths inch rain in Salina today. I'm not sure how much here in Hartsville, but a little bit. However, conditions are great. No precipitation is expected throughout this contest. A 4-mile-per-hour wind does blow from the northwest. And this has been the weather report brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. There are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll go ahead and kick over to John here for the CarQuest pregame show's full coverage final word. Well, we asked him for his last thoughts before kickoff, brought to you by Ashok and Strong Insurance. John, one more time, cover it all just like their agency does.
Tonight, Daniel, I've been doing focused on the team. You know, tonight it's a little different for me. Tonight it's a little more personal. Tonight, you know, my word is revenge.
Oh.
It's revenge. You know, it's like Thomas said, it's for you and me and him and all the other teams that came in here and played on this tough field and battled their hearts out. And I think tonight, you know, you said since 85 or possibly in 1954.
Yeah.
We don't know that. Maybe the first time ever Clay County Salina team comes in here to the Creek Bank and get a victory. So I want to see us get revenge for our team and for the history of our team.
There you go. John's word for the night, the full coverage final word, revenge. And it's been sponsored by Shock Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. The teams have run out from end zones. It's almost time for football right here in Hartsville, Tennessee. Clay County, of course, the road team tonight. They are 6-2 on the year. Trousdale, the home team at 4-4. Trousdale wearing their yellow helmets tonight, purple jerseys, yellow stripe on the sleeve of those, white numerals, white pants. Clay County, the visiting team, black helmets tonight, gold CC on the side, white jerseys, black numerals on those jerseys, and black pants for Coach Lamb's squad. Clay County looks like going to be kicking off to start this contest. They'll do so from left to right from our vantage point as we sit high atop the home side bleachers here at the Creek Bank for the first time on the Horizon Sports Network. It's going to be Trousdale receiving this kick. We'll go ahead and try to bring you the defensive starting lineup here after the kickoff in just a moment. These teams have not met since 2016, doing so for the first time in about 7 years here. Deep to receive for Hartsville, Coben Calhoun, a senior. He's joined by another, I believe that's Devin Walford, a senior as well.
Yeah, great crowd from Clay County traveling here. I'm sure you can see that on the live stream, Daniel. Maybe more than the Yellow Jackets on this set.
Logan Jennings, end over end kick. He was injured last week, back healthy tonight. Going to be fielded by number 11. And here come the Jackets. Could be an opening score here for them, already into dog territory. Waylon Cherry on the touchdown saving tackle. A nice return by Jake Ferguson, the senior Yellow Jacket. And Trousdale will take over for their first possession with 11:51 here on this first quarter clock. We'll give you the State Farm starting defensive lineup. Nose guard, freshman Rowan Hallway, the tackles. Junior Nate Mayberry, senior Austin Anderson, inside backers, junior Worm Smith, sophomore Reese Adams, outside backers, a pair of juniors, Hayden Adams and Nathan Soto, defensive backs at the corners, junior Nate Adams, sophomore co-leads, and the safeties, a senior Weston Myrtle and the sophomore Nolan Adams. State Farm defensive lineup's been brought to you by local agent Andrew Long. Like your good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. 46-yard line on the Clay County side of the field, First and 10, handoff to Ferguson. He stopped after a short gain off right side by a host of dogs. Thomas will announce who he saw as the primary tackler.
I think that was sophomore Reese Adams with the solo there, Daniel. But a decent gain for the Yellow Jackets, about 3 on first down.
Makes it 2nd and 7, advancing the football up from the Clay County 46 to the 43. Trousdale, of course, in yesteryear, heavy on the run game. They've become more diversified over the years, but I think this year's squad also a heavy ground and pound. Going to split on 2nd and 7, 2 wideouts to either side. Actually, an empty backfield, got an up back to the right side of the line here. Gregory with it. Quarterback keeper out of the heart of the dog defense, brought down short of the first down. Potentially, depends on the spot. I see it as about 1 to 2 feet short. Should set up 3rd and short.
Yeah, the senior Austin Anderson in on the stop right there, Daniel. And Coach Lamb said it. You're going to have to make this team huddle up. They're not really a big play type team. You got to get them off the field when you have those type opportunities. You'd have to think they'd probably go for it here on 4th down if they don't pick this up. But, you know, this is time for the Clay County defense to bow up.
3rd and 1. Jackets break huddle. Same formation. 2 wide outs to either side. Up back to the right side of the offensive line. Jet motion right and the left. Fake there. Gregory on the keeper. Could be brought down behind the line. No, a stiff arm keeps him free. Crosses the line to gain and brought down. Credit.
Birdwell.
Birdwell on the stop. Good defense. However, Thomas on 3rd and 1. Just tough to stop. And the Jackets do move the sticks. Look for a healthy dose of senior quarterback Cole Gregory tonight. I think starting the 3rd week of this season, they made a change. The quarterback went to him, and they built this team around him.
Yeah, and you could just see the strength that Gregory has right there. Just one arm shed Hayden Adams in the backfield, had a chance to get him down for a tackle for loss, and then Clay County strung it out for a short gain. But it's 1st down, Yellow Jackets.
1st and 10, play action pass, high pass, incomplete. Thomas, you mentioned it pregame. We were talking about the size of Gregory. Of course, Gregory plays inside linebacker on defense. You seldom see that inside linebacker quarterback combination. Well, Clay County fans saw it last year with the graduated Keaton Arms, another one of those tough, big quarterback inside linebackers, and Gregory had that same mold.
Yeah, and much like Keaton Arms, you know, a powerful runner with deceptive speed is what Gregory is. And you saw the strength earlier, and the speed also has been featured so far.
2 wide to the right, 1 to the left. The big back Quentin Moore lines up beside Gregory, quarterback keeper off right side, and a touchdown potentially. He's in the 10, the 5, and in for the score. The Jackets sting first in this one and made it look easy on 2nd and 10. That's an incomplete pass.
Yeah, and that's what we were talking about. You know, right there, Gregory, Clay County initially pretty good to contain. The linebackers were there, but he broke a tackle, John, and he has the speed to get in the end zone.
It's like you said, it's very deceptive. I mean, for a thicker kid, he's really had the wheels. I mean, Nate Adams barely even got over there to him at the end zone line.
Takeshi Santiago on the kick, the extra point. Snap, set, kicks away, and the kick is good. 9:45 mark, first quarter, Trailsdale 7, Clay County 9.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. And here on the Creek Bank, as we've seen before, Trailsdale with an early 7-9 lead. Only minutes into this contest, Santiago puts his foot to it. High pooch kick going to be fielded by a dog. It's Nolan Adams with it. He's brought down after a short turn. The ball is loose. Trailsdale has fell on it. Will they say he was down? The officials, honestly, did not have a great view. It'll be curious to see what they call here.
I think it's Clay County's football. They're not even discussing it, Daniel.
White hat did make the signal. The purple and gold clad faithful here around us won't like the call. But Clay County going to get to take over for their first offensive possession. 9:25 mark of this first quarter. Trailsdale up 7-9. Waiting for the ball to be spotted. It looks like they have placed it down on the 37-yard line. So a 63-yard field in front of this black, purple, and gold offense. Quarterback Nate Adams in the gun, two wide to the left, tight end right. Fake, quarterback keeper Nate off left side. Can he match what Gregory did on the other end? Nice little gain for Nate as he's run out of bounds on the far sideline. Picked up more than half of what was needed there. Moves it up to around second and four. Checking the spot, Thomas, I see they set it down on the 44-yard line.
Well, nice gain right there for Adams to start this one, Daniel.
We'll call it second and a long three after he picks up seven on first.
Yeah, that's what we need out of Clay County right here. You know, despite the early score from Trailsdale County, need to put a drive together, regain that confidence.
Dogs break huddle, Weston Birdwell, Nolan Adams split to the right. Reese Adams tied in left with Waylon Cherry. Here's the snap. Fake the Soto. Play action pass going deep on the side of the Birdwell. He goes up. Ooh, what a catch. His knee is down. One of the most impressive catches, Thomas, we've seen. It all started with a lunge and a one-handed grab of the ball. He bobbled as he came down before the knee touched. Gained possession. What a catch.
Yeah, he kind of tipped it to himself there. And that was all about Weston Birdwell because Nate Adams kind of threw that ball behind. Didn't quite get on it what he wanted to, did he, John?
No, and the defender's a big kid, too. I was afraid he was going to come back, you know, and knock it down, but great play by Birdwell.
Ball now at the Trailsdale 37-yard line. Big gain. Option play. Pitch to Nova. Nova with it off left side. Has running room. Up to the 30. 25. Makes a man miss. Gets close to the 20. Across it and brought down at the 16-17-yard line. Nice option play between junior quarterback Nate Adams and his brother Nolan, and a nice dial-up by offensive coordinator Jamie Maynard.
Yeah, good play call, and I like to see it, Daniel, right there. You got two weapons working together. You got to pick one, and they picked the wrong one there. Nolan Adams, big game.
We'll call it the Trailsdale 18-yard line, 2 yards inside the red zone here, first and 10, 9:03 mark, first quarter. Trailsdale up 7-9, Clay County threatening to match that score. Soto at the left hip of Nate. Here's the snap. Give to Soto. No play action keeper. Good ball handling. Adams off left side. Another nice gain near the six before he's brought down. Looks like it's going to be second and one, perhaps. One side judge says the 10 is the spot, and they set it at the 9. So pick up of 9, 4 and 8, making it second and one. We wondered if we would see a continuation of the quarterback run from Nate Adams here on the Creek Bank. He had 4 rushing touchdowns last week. Thomas, I believe, at Red Bowen, he's picking up where he left off.
Yeah, he is. And like you said, good ball handling there. Pulled the read and got north and south.
Second one from the 9. Now they give to Soto. Soto hit the line, breaks that tackle, now brought down by Gregory. Gregory, the leader of this Trousdale squad offensively and defensively. He's one of those old-school football players. Looks like a loss of around 2. We'll call it 1. Loss of 1 for Soto. Backing it up to the 10-yard line where it's 3rd and long 2.
Big play right here for Clay County offense early in this game, trying to come back and answer Trousdale County's early touchdown.
Second tight end, Worm Smith goes off. Waylon Cherry comes on. Going to be 3 wide outs. Cherry and Birdwell to the left. Adams plays a wing to the right. Reese Adams also split left. Motion in the backfield. Option play again. Pitch to Nolan. Can he get to the stick? He's brought down short of it. Little to no gain. Trousdale doing a nice job laterally as we ran the option play into the short side of the field. Thomas, just not a lot of room to operate.
Yeah, and got penetration right there to kind of messed up the timing a little bit with Nate and Nolan. And I think you're going to see, no gain?
No gain. 4th and 2.
Trousdale County's defense, if you look, has got a lot of, not overly large players, but they all seem to be good and fast laterally. They're cutting off Clay County to the corner.
Certainly seems to be the case at this point. Usually the Dogs can get the edge. Birdwell and Adams to the right. Adams and Cherry left. Play action pass. Pass is intercepted. So the 4th and short pass intercepted by number 4. Devin Walford, the senior outside linebacker. Trousdale County shuts down the potential scoring drive of the Dogs opening possession.
Yeah, tough one right there. Adams kind of threw that ball prior to the break. It was just a good play and great coverage by the Yellow Jacket.
And likely good coaching to recognize that by the defense.
Of course, 3rd generation. Coach Blake Satterfield down here, his grandfather Jim B., a longtime coach. Then, of course, Clint took over in the mid-'80s and ran the program for around 24 years.
Ooh, what a catch. We thought Burble had the best catch of the night. Now it's Trousdale on the slant.
We have no markers down that I can see in a touchdown. What a play. It originates at the 16-yard line, an 84-yard touchdown strike to wide receiver Coben Calhoun. I'm sure a second-generation player down here, they had Tyrone Calhoun back in the 90s, and just like that, Trousdale up 13-0. Thomas, we're going to find out a lot about this Clay County team. They're 6-2, we've won 6 straight. Can they handle this adversity on the road early and respond?
Yeah, nightmare scenario for Clay County to start this one as the Creek Bank comes alive here with a huge play, Daniel, on the first play of their second possession.
Santiago boots it through. Yellow Jackets 14, Dogs 9, 6:41 mark first quarter. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
Takeshi Santiago to kick off again for Trousdale County. Yellow Jackets up 2 possessions, 14-9, not even halfway through this first quarter. Clay County needs a response here. Nolan Adams fields it around the 30-yard line. Here he comes into the Clay County bench on the return, picks up a couple, and then into the arms of a jacket and brought down. So Clay County taking over for the second possession here of this opening quarter. 6:35 mark as they do it. They'll do so with decent field position. Official setting it down now at the Clay County 34-yard line.
You know, very early. You know, Clay County's still in this ball game. They moved the ball on their opening possession. We saw Nate Adams getting it going on the ground. We saw Nolan Adams with a run off the option. A big pass play catch by Weston Burble on the sideline. So you just got to realize this is a long football game. We've moved the ball against Trousdale County, John, and that's what they got to come out and do here and do.
First and 10 from the 34, Nate in the gun, two wide to the right along with a tight end. Give to Soto. Soto hitting the backfield, cannot escape the jacket, or does he? He breaks one tackle. Now a scramble blocker picks up, and he's brought down in the backfield. A great individual effort by Aiden Soto. Could not get away from senior linebacker Coben Calhoun, though, who dropped Soto for a loss. Great effort, though, individually by Aiden Soto there, reversing field, trying to make something out of nothing.
Yeah, and you know, again, the penetration of Trousdale County right there. We didn't get a hat on anybody on that one. Aiden Soto got stopped before he got started, like you said, made some good moves to keep the play going, but still dropped for a big loss.
Also five from the 39 back to the 34. Jet sweep to Adams. Nolan with it off left side. Reverses field.
There you go.
They coming. 45, 50, across the midfield, and brought down at the 48. See, once again, John, we both mentioned that you see the lateral pursuit of the Jackets. That play happens because Nolan Adams sees the cutback lane because of the pursuit. They almost over-pursuit the play.
You're right. They were. And what great vision Nolan has. Maybe he can use that to his advantage throughout the night.
Timeout taken on the field. 5:34 mark, first quarter. Trousdale 14, Clay County 9.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackle projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
First is in play. Play action pass. Top of Purple. Weston going to move the chains again. Good strike by Nate Adams. Your hands by senior receiver Weston Burble to move the sticks. I think we can, even though we have thrown a pick, I think we can throw the ball against this Jacket squad. Clearly having trouble on the ground running it at this point outside of reversing field and finding the cutback lane. Advances from the 47 up to the Jacket 34, where it's first and 10. Pick up a 13.
Yeah, back-to-back games of 13 for Clay County right there. And, you know, that was just a laser from Nate Adams on time.
Dogs driving left to right from our vantage point. Fourth play of this drive coming. Adams in motion. Fake to him. Quarterback keeper Nate off left side has some blocking. Now a flag comes out. Back away from the play. I missed it, but they threw it over here where Nolan ran his motion fake. Don't know if he engaged the yellow jacket or not. Holding 25 yards away from the ball. I didn't see it. I saw it on my peripheral vision, but curious. Fortunately, though, here deep in yellow jacket territory, this holding penalty still leaves you in four down territory as long as you can produce some yardage here. So first and around 20 after that call. Still the fourth play of this drive coming. Thomas, it's been retreated to the 43. The Clay County faithful across the way, not pleased with that call. I can hear him all the way across the field here at the Creek Bank. Trailsdale up 14-9. 5:05 and ticking first quarter. Clay County trying to draw back within one possession. Nate in the gun, so to at the right hip, too wide to the right. Nate rolls that way, looks downfield, has time. Releases, looking for Birdwell. Weston nearly hauls in another acrobatic catch. Could not hold on to that one.
Yeah, great job again by Weston Birdwell, and pretty good job by Nate Adams right there, flushing the pocket and avoiding pressure, John.
Yeah, nearly made another great acrobatic catch right there. I didn't even think he could get a hand on him, but he did.
Second 20, around 19. Let's see, the line to gain appears to be the 24. Ball set to the 43. So second 19, the hold happened 1 yard downfield on first down. .451 on this clock, and it is stopped after the incomplete pass. Weston Birdwell to the right. Worm Smith tied in that side, along with Nolan Adams at the wing. Give to Soto. Now their counter play reverse back to Nolan. Nolan off left side. Picks up some yardage. Gained back from the holding penalty. Still going to be third and long. They appear to spot him at the 37.
Another tackle there by Gregory.
He's active. They move it up to the 36. And they set it down on the far side, the left hash, near side hash to the Clay County bench across the way from us. Third round 12, we'll call it. So playbook's open here, four down territory. Hadn't got a throw for the 12-yard first down line to gain. Can throw a shorter route and still play for it on fourth down. Trip set of receivers to the right, tight end left, Soto at the right hip of Nate. Here's the snap. Third and 12, flags and pass. That's Birdwell, caught. Tackled by Gregory again. Pretty vicious hit by Tyler Gregory. It's a clean hit. They're going to give Birdwell the 29 on the reception. So, Coach Maynard, they're going to move it back.
They call it incomplete. Yeah. Oh, really?
They pick it up after spotting it and call it incomplete.
The hit must have jarred the ball loose.
Coach Lamb upset with that, as he should be. So fourth and 12 now after that, and personnel change. I see a couple different jerseys. This is the punt squad on the field now. Nate Adams, of course, your punter. So potential fake coming here. Weston Birdwell splits out to the right, and we're having issues getting the right personnel on the field. Play clock's at 10. Still confusion. Dog's going to have to take a timeout maybe. 5 seconds on the play clock. Everybody set. Here's the snap. Nate's going to put his foot to it. End over end kick. Going to be fielded by Jacket. Fair called at the 11. So an 89-yard field for Trailsdale to drive here. And Thomas, we've seen this Clay County defense throughout the year. We have faith in them. We've got to thank coaching staff as to they are down two possessions, 14-9 early in this contest, though. Don't go crazy. Play field position. Let the defense work.
Yeah, we talked about it being a long game. Coach Lamb knows that. Playing field position with the punt right there, not taking any chances. And again, Clay County's moving the ball back-to-back, big plays, 13-yarders right there, and then the holding call sets them back. So the Bulldogs have proven they can move it on the Yellow Jackets. I think they got to see that as a win when you're down two scores.
Gregory off left side, going to be engaged and brought down by Weston Birdwell along with others. Worm Smith helping in, getting in on the action, but Birdwell the first to the scene. Play originated at the 11. Advanced it up to the 15. Gain of 4 makes it second and 6. Trailsdale up 14-9. 3:20 and ticking here in this first quarter. Trailsdale will be happy to work this clock, I'm sure, as they have this two-possession lead. Two Jackets split out to the right, one to the left. Tight end left, running back at the right hip of Gregory in the gun. Here's the snap, quarterback keeper off right side. Gregory with it, brought down. Initially, it looked like he was short of the sticks, lunged forward as he went down. John, just one of those guys that always falling forward, hard to knock him back.
Yeah, you guys mentioned Keaton Arms. That's a pretty good comparison. Keaton was a little taller than he is.
This better kid passer.
Better pass. This kid may be a little faster, good runner, a little short on that one.
Yeah, it's going to be third and one here. Ball sits just right across the 20-yard line. Approaching the two-minute mark of this first quarter. Need a big stop right here for this dog defense. It's going to be tough to do on third and a foot, but we need it. Gregory with it, quarterback keeper right side. He gets the first down. Chains will move, and this drive will continue. Penalty marker down over on the Clay County sideline at the feet of Coach Lamb. Sideline warning against Coach Lamb. He's still letting the officials know they missed a call.
Yeah, he was in their ear over there. I think they're kind of getting tired of hearing it from him.
Fourth play of this jacket drive coming as they move the sticks.
You know, Thomas, this Trousdale County team would be it'd be in their best interest to keep running the ball because if we could, you know, get one of our turnovers on defense, that'd be a great way to get back in this game.
No doubt. And as they go to the air, John.
Gregory throws, going to be caught. Same receiver again, another big play coming across midfield to the 40, the 35, the 30, down to the 25 and the 20. Good speed by the receiver, Coben Calhoun.
Still going to score.
He will not be brought down. What a touchdown play. Coben Calhoun making the Clay County secondary pay right there. Nate Adams was in pursuit throughout. Just never could catch up to Calhoun. Finally did around the 1 or 2 yard line. Calhoun kept his feet, though, and held the ball across the plane.
I guess another great play by Gregory right there. Flush to the near sideline. Had a receiver break off underneath out of that flood route, John. He put it on him, and just a great individual play to get in the end zone.
Yeah, I guess maybe they'd be all right to pass the ball, too. 64-yard touchdown pass.
Santiago again puts his foot to it on the extra point. It is good. Trousdale 21, Clay County none, 1:36 mark, first quarter.
Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldog, on and off the field. Come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together. One project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Football on the Horizon Sports Network, presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County is being blitzed here early. They're down 21-0 on the Creek Bank to Trousdale County, Daniel.
Trousdale has run 10 offensive plays. You brought it up, Thomas Nast, and it looks like Trousdale's going to score again here. Nolan Adams thought the ball had went out of bounds. No whistles ever blew. Trousdale picks it up, runs it into the end zone. Discussion being had still. Clay County give me on the offense here. Side judge calling for the game box. As I was saying, Travis does run 10 offensive plays, and they have 3 touchdowns off of it, Tom.
Yeah, that's what I, in the break, like you said, I said, how many plays have they run? Because it's been a, you know, it came into this thinking Trousdale was one of these that's going to run it down your throat. But they've been explosive. We've seen, you know, early on a 33-yard touchdown run by Cole Gregory, and then he hit Calhoun twice, once for 84 and the other for 75. You're talking about big plays. The Yellow Jackets are pulling them off here early.
And that's something the Clay County defense really hadn't succumbed to this year is a ton of explosives. They've given up a few. But through 8 contests, I could probably count them, you know, on 2 hands, less than 10, I would say, and already multiple in this one, big ones. First and 10 from the 35, 65-yard field in front of this black, purple, and gold offense. Give the Soto off right side. Aiden Lords the shoulder, has his best run of the night as he picks up 4. Advancing up to the 39-yard line. Second and 6. Minute 20 and ticking, first quarter. Trousdale 21, Clay County 9.
And it's not like we talked about it. You know, when Clay County has been able to put things together, they moved the ball. The turnover stalled the first drive. They had to punt on the second due to the big holding call that brought the play back. So just kind of bad luck for them at this point, and the Yellow Jackets taking advantage.
Ball essentially at the 40-yard line. Thomas called a gain of 5 for Soto. Second and 5 here. Adams in the gun. Give to Aiden again. Breaks contact on the first two tacklers. Lunges forward for a nice little gain of around 3. So Aiden Soto starting to settle in after Trousdale was highly aggressive and effective there at the start. I guess this 3-possession lead in the first has brought them down off their cloud for a moment. And now we're starting to get a push up front. 30 seconds and ticking first quarter. 3rd and 2 after Soto picked up 3 on second down. Impressed with the size of Big Quentin Moore, the junior tight end defensive end. 15 seconds on this first quarter clock and ticking. 8 seconds on the play clock. Dogs will have to snap here. 3rd and 2. Nate's still looking to the sideline. Play clock at 2. Play clock at 1. Timeout taken by Clay County. Going to have a delay of game if they did not. 4.7 seconds left. We'll just stay on air here because we're fixing to go to quarter break. Just don't want to miss this 3rd and 2 play, and then we'll be having a couple ads. Anyway, Thomas, a little shocked, guys, early in this one.
Yeah, I agree with you. And like I say, it's kind of been an avalanche going against Clay County early as they trailed 21-0 with 47 seconds left here in the first quarter. Daniel, we say it when we come back from every break, broadcast always being presented by Clay Power Sports, so we want folks to know that now's the time to get your boat serviced and winterized, and they service all brands. They added Yamaha, I think, about a week ago, and really doing a great job is Eli Smucker and the crew down there. They sell everything from boats to side-by-sides to mowers, and now's the time to get your winterization and service done at Clay Power Sports below the bridge in Salina.
3rd and 2 play coming out of this timeout. Weston Burble and Nolan Adams split left. Reese Adams and Waylon Cherry to the right. Nate in the gun. Soto at the left hip. False start, Clay County. Just an inexcusable thing coming out of the timeout. You got it 3rd and short. You call the hard count. You go on 2 and trying to draw the defense outside, and it backfires. Of course, you call the timeout to avoid the 5-yard penalty on the delay of game that you were about to get. And now, not only did you lose the timeout, but you ended up losing the 5 yards anyway.
Yeah, that's a tough one there for Clay County. And, you know, like I say, they're just uncharacteristic things happening to Clay County, including that penalty right there. They're just going to have to get it together.
Yeah.
Down 3 scores early, you know, a nightmare scenario, whatever you want to call it here. Credit Trousdale County for coming out sharp here at home and putting it on the dogs. But we've got a ways to go, and here's another one.
Near delay again. Got it off. Adams to throw on 3rd and 7. Tried to hit Nolan, incomplete. First quarter ends with that. It's going to be 4th and 7 when we return for the start of the second quarter at the end of the one. On the creek bank, it's Trousdale at home, 21, Clay County 9.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network for coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County trails Trousdale County 21-0 heading into the second quarter. And here's your Bulldog stat summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. This is going to be a short one. Clay County's got less than 80 total yards on the night, leading the way so far. Nolan Adams has 4 rushes for 29 yards. Nate Adams is 2 for 5 for 32 yards. Both completions to Weston Burble. 432 yards. Defensively, Birdwell also leads the way with 2 tackles. This Bulldog stat summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Nate Adams punts it away on 4th and 7. Trousdale going to take back over. for what should be their fourth possession of the night. 11:48 mark of this second quarter. They take over from their own 34-yard line. 66-yard field in front of this Jacket offense.
Oh,
Gregory in the shotgun. Two wide left, three to the right. Jet motion. Jet sweep handoff. Ferguson with it under pressure. Can he get the edge? Adams being held. They see it. Call it finally. Trailsdale always so good at that outside edge hold. You know, they execute well. When you execute things like that well, they don't always get called. And
they do a good job of wrapping you up and keeping their feet moving.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter. They've got control of you. And a late call there, but that's exactly what was called on the outside.
Good replay first down after the 10-yard penalty.
Yeah, Clay County just needs to, you know, get something positive going right here. A stop would be huge, especially after that holding call. You have the Yellow Jackets backed up. We've seen them get in third and short a couple of times, and then the big play happens. So we can do it. We've kind of proved we can do it. We just got to get them off the field this time as a nice pass breakup by Nolan Adams coming up from that safety position, Daniel.
Little play action pass, slant pass, and as you said, Nolan popping right in there.
So here you are, second and long, backed up deep in their own territory. This is where you got to get a win and get them off the field.
Ball at the Trailsdale 27. Line to gain is the 44. Gregory in the gun. Two wideouts to the left. Up back flips that side as well. Hand off to tailback.
There we
go. The backfield and drop. Tackle for loss made. It's Austin Anderson. Senior Austin Anderson trying to breathe some life into this Clay County crowd and into his teammates. Even into us, Thomas. We're a little lackluster at this point, but Trailsdale up 21-9. Austin Anderson trying to get things changed, though.
Yeah, he doesn't lack enthusiasm. We talked about the heart he played with last week, Daniel, and that's what you're going to have to see, just a little spark for Clay County and Austin Anderson trying to bring it with a tackle for loss.
Third and a bunch. Ball moved back from the 27 to the 25, also two. Closer to, I miscalled it earlier. I think I said second and 19, second and 16. Now it's third and 19. Gregory in the gun. Double pass set up. Now they're going to run the quick screen. Thought they might run the double pass. One-on-one, Ferguson and Adams. Nate Adams, good open field tackle. Senior Jake Ferguson, I'm sure there's a lot of DBs. He's able to juke pass. Nate doing a nice job that time, though. Breaking down, wrapping up. Trailsdale, for the first time tonight, going to have to punt it away. You call him for a three and out, Thomas. It happens. Let's climb back into this and look for Nolan Adams, the dangerous return man, to give us a spark.
Yeah, exactly what Clay County needed here. Like I said, just one thing positive, and this defense of Coach Mike Dickerson, I'm sure that's what he told his unit before they ran on the field, and they responded.
Yeah, you did not want to go down four possessions there. Calhoun puts his foot to it. Nice punch spirals to the Trailsdale sidelines, and apparently head coach Blake Satterfield didn't have any interest in Nolan Adams having it either. There's a flag thrown. I think we're going to see a personal foul called.
Yeah.
I see a couple of dogs returning from where it was at. We will see what the call is. I don't want to speculate.
Yeah, I think you're going to see something. The flag was thrown about 20 yards away, so it had to be some kind of motion.
Well, it happened over here on the 50. Little group jacket
right,
cuddled with a group of dogs.
It couldn't have been something said.
Right, you're right. May have just been chesting up with one another. Oh, against Trailsdale. Okay. Will we have an offset and return? Doesn't look like it. All right. For one of the few times this year, a personal foul being called against the opposition of the Dogs.
Yeah, I think they're seeing a late hit, you know, something after the whistle right there that this back judge saw and able to throw the flag from 20 yards, you know, away.
Fourth possession for Clay County, their best field position of the night to take over drive. Here we are in the second quarter, Trailsdale up 21-0 with the ball already in jacket territory at the 42-yard line. Clock is at the 10:13 mark. Trailsdale County wants a timeout before Clay County runs this first and 10 play. We'll take a break with them.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented courtesy of Clay Power Sports. And, John, this is the opportunity we need if we're down three possessions. Got to get some points here and some momentum. Going to get the ball to start the third. We got a lot of second quarter left at the 10-minute mark.
Yeah, several times in this first half we've penetrated deep. We need to really take advantage and get a score on the board this time.
Yeah, I like this position right here. First and 10, you know, in your own territory. Again, I say it too much probably, but I like to see a shot right here as we're in three wide.
First and 10. Birdwell and Nolan Adams to the right. Cherry to the left. Play action pass. Nate has time. Good blocking up front. Going to be incomplete. Right out, in and out of the hands of Nolan, who sat down in the soft spot of that zone back behind the linebackers, but couldn't hang on. Typically a catch the sophomore brings in.
Yeah, not necessarily the shot I was talking to, but a wide open across the middle underneath that two-deep zone. A good job by Nate finding him. Just couldn't quite squeeze it.
I think you did look to maybe a target on the deep outside and then came check down to Nolan across the middle. Nolan just ready to make his move before he caught the ball.
Good blocking up front again. Plenty of time there for Nate. Trailsdale playing a lot of coverage on that one, and that's why he had to check down, as John was just talking about. Second and 10 after the incomplete pass. Ball at the Trailsdale 42. Play action pass again. Going to dump deep this time. It's Reese Adams.
Yes, sir.
Turn around. Touchdown, Clay Kenny. Touchdown, Bulldogs. And Reese Adams has his first touchdown of the season.
Just what the doctor ordered. And it all started with this Clay County defense. They got the stop, got the ball back in this offensive's hands, and just a great call right there. The corner route from the tight end position, John, and you're talking about dropping a dime. Great throw by Nate Adams for the score.
Great call by Coach Maynard right
That's
there.
That's right.
Reese Adams, who just had that 42-yard touchdown reception, on now for the extra point. Snap, set, kicks away, and that kick is good. 21-7, your new score. Clay County with some momentum and on the board.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County has cut into this Trousdale County lead. They only trail 21-7, 9:55 left here in the first half. And here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Pencil Tennessee. It's a quick one. Clay County just completed a 42-yard drive, and they did it on two plays, one incompletion and then a 42-yard touchdown pass from Nate Adams to Reese Adams. To pull Clay County back within two scores. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Logan Jennings approaches, puts his foot to it, whistles blow. Clay County kick coverage team off sides, apparently. Going to have to back them up five and try again. This will be the fifth Trailsdale possession. And it's been explosive. If you're just tuning in, Trailsdale up 21-7. And it was the big plays. Two big passing touchdowns that we talked all about and heard from the coaches about Cole Gregory and this running game for them. But it's been the passing game. And most importantly, receiver Coben Calhoun, he's had He's got over 100 yards receiving, almost 200 yards, and two touchdowns.
Yeah, an 84-yarder and a 75-yard touchdown for Calhoun from Gregory, and then Gregory with a 33-yard touchdown run for their scores. They got up 21-0, and now Nate Adams finds Reese Adams for a 42-yarder, Daniel, and Clay County's back in this ballgame, 21-7.
Jennings going to kick again. Puts his foot to it. Low end over end kick. Going to be fended. Fielded, rather, by Ferguson at the 35. Has nowhere to go initially. Worm Smith makes sure he doesn't get much. Somebody else, Nate Mayberry, also joining in. I said Worm Smith. Yeah, I guess it was Worm. Was it 20 or 28, John? What do you think?
I saw 28, but
yeah,
I've been wrong before.
Well, I thought it was Worm. Him and Waylon look so similar numbers there, the 20 and 28.
Yeah, most of the time when you hear a lick, it's Worm Smith, Danny.
Fifth possession here. Four Trousdowns. They take over from their own 43-yard line, a 57-yard field in front of them. Here we go, Clay County defense. Let's get another stop. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Gregory, quarterback, keeper off right side to the 50. He could get a lot more than that to the 40. And we're trying to ankle tackle the big back, and he's having no part of it. Finally, Parker Smith comes all the way down from his defensive tackle position. Aiden Soto there, I guess, with the primary. Smith could end up from behind. We had three missed tackles on Gregory, and honestly, Thomas, they were whiffs. He didn't have to stiff arm us off. Almost appeared a little timid to come up and hit the big quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, just a poor job. Poor job of tackling right there. Colt Gregory didn't really do it with his athleticism there. He did it with his reputation. They didn't want to hit Gregory. The Bulldogs didn't until Soto runs him down after a big game right there. You know, you got to put your head down and make a stop.
While keeping your head up and see what you're hitting. That may be sometimes you get that headgear looking right at the ground, which is dangerous, number one, and can't see. But you're low as you do it, and that was your point. Get low and take care of it. Hayden Adams with the stop. Somebody else working hard, his brother Reese, working hard down low, basically took the big tight end all the way back into the back. So the Adams brothers hooking up to allow the Jackets only around 1 yard, second nine. 8:55 and ticking here in this second quarter, 21-7 the score. And Gregory, with that big 37-yard run on first and 10, just flipped this thing down into the red zone and kind of changed the feeling that we had going on. We was feeling pretty good after the Reese Adams touchdown. And now Trousdale threatening it again.
Yeah, Gregory, just like I say, that's what you got to do right there. We see Nate Mayberry putting his nose in there. He took the brunt of that hit, Daniel, but you got to have the grit to stick your nose in there and take down Gregory.
It'll be third and short, third and mid-range here for Trousdale. Third and five, to be exact. Ball sits at the 15-yard line. So another opportunity here, clearly four-down territory. So it'll be tough to stop these Jackets from picking up 5 yards in two plays. But we certainly need to do it. Calhoun splits wide to the left, a pair of receivers into the boundary at the right. Gregory, quarterback, keeper, student body right behind the big tight end, and he's going to take it in for another touchdown. 28-7. This Clay County defense, honestly, being done in a way they haven't been done all year. Clay County allowing 17 points a game. The biggest number that they have allowed throughout the year, 35 points to Portland, but that was a huge second quarter of back-and-forth scoring that did that. Trousdale's been on us from the start, up 27-7 here, 7:52 mark second quarter, extra point coming.
Yeah, and it's just the physicality of the Yellow Jackets right now. I mean, there's nothing else to say. It's not just Cole Gregory. You know, basically this dog defense is getting whooped at the point of attack, and they're not willing to give up their bodies at this point to bring down the big back, John. And, you know, he's one of the best we've seen. There's no doubt about that, but Clay County is going to have to step it up and get physical.
Seven carries for Gregory, 104 yards at this point.
I guess two touchdowns for him on the ground.
That's right.
We'll go to break here after that touchdown. Santiago hit extra point, 28-7. Jackets in front.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented courtesy of Clay Power Sports. 28-7 the score here on the Creek Bank. Trailsdale in front. Hadn't been done this way all year, even in those opening two losses, 0-26 to York on the road, and then at home against Westmoreland, 6-13. Even the York game, Thomas, never felt like this. 28-7 here early, and Clay County is just struggling defensively to get a stop.
Yeah, I agree with you. We haven't seen this out of a Bulldog team in quite some time. But, you know, I thought we had a response there with the score. Maybe we can do it offensively as Nolan with another pretty good return.
Sets us up in a pretty good position here at the Clay County 42-yard line, 8 yards from midfield, 58-yard field between the jacket end zone and the football, 7:46 mark second quarter.
Again, just need to settle in.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
know,
execute another drive.
Right now with 7:46 left there in the first half, if you can get in, you know, down two scores, if you can put a drive together, knock off 7 points of this lead at halftime, you've got a chance.
If not, the ball to start
it's going to be a long second half.
I believe we get it second half to begin with. So.
Yep. First and 10 from the Jacket 42. Counter reverse set up. Going to be brought down for a loss of yards. And that's just good defensive penetration up front. A breakdown in the offensive line. I believe it was number 54, Hayden Pope, the junior tackle, who came through on the stop. Loss of one makes it second and 11.
I believe you saw Gregory step up into the edge of the line on this side and force it back to the middle and let his teammates clean up the mess.
Yeah, and Coach Lamb talked about it. An old-school type football player, that's what you're seeing out of Gregory. It's both sides of the ball, Daniel. I'm not sure if he comes off the field, just to be honest with you. And, you know, just one of those guys you like to see play football.
Absolutely. Ball at the 41-yard line. Nate in the gun, two wide to the right, one to the left, ball on the ground. Nate's going to fall on it. A rare mishap there, just mishandling the snap. I didn't see the snap very well. Don't think it was too much out of the wheelhouse. Of course, Austin Anderson playing the center. He's done a great job of that throughout this senior campaign. Big loss there. Moves the ball back to the, what we'll call the 30-yard line.
I believe he lost 11. I think it started at the 41.
Yes, it started at the 41. Second and 11, and now all the way back at the 30, where it's third and 22. Play clock at 5, game clock at 6:10 mark of this second quarter. Nate Adams to throw on third and long. Steps up in the pocket, releases deep downfield. Going to be intercepted by Calhoun. A one-handed interception. Coben Calhoun, the senior wide receiver defensive back, is putting on a show here on the Creek Bank.
Yeah, he is. We talked about Cole Gregory, but, you know, that, looks like to me they got two pretty good players when you add in Calhoun. The pick, the interception, the two long touchdown passes, and those are short balls through the air. Calhoun doing the rest to get in the end zone. So you're seeing some athletes down here on the Creek Bank.
And you've seen Nate Adams try to chase Calhoun down and not be successful, which just proves the speed and talent the kid's got.
It does.
159 yards passing on two catches and two touchdowns.
Yeah.
25-yard line, the spot for the Jackets as they take over here halfway through this second quarter. They already have a 28-7 lead. Here's another throw. Seam route intended for Calhoun just missed. Credit.
That's Hayden Adams on the rush right there from the outside as Coach Dickerson dialing up some pressure. I mean, what else can you do?
Yeah, right.
Try to speed them up a little bit. So, good call by him.
Second 10 after the incomplete pass. And a nice job of head coach Blake Satterfield. Don't know who calls the offensive plays down here, but you see that mixture from Trailsdale of running pass.
You can't do it any better. I mean, he's really done a good job, almost like, you know, a little option look off of some of those. You see a little shoulder dive from Gregory and then the pass over the top. So I think he's running a RPO type look offense here.
Two wide either side, quick screen set up. Ferguson with it, makes one man miss, second man miss. Now the third brings him down. Worm Smith coming out on the stop from his inside backer position. Ferguson, a slippery receiver as well. All spotted at the 30-yard line.
It's a big third down right here for Clay County. You know, you got to at least get the clock running here, get a stop, get a punt. You do still have a chance
sure.
with probably 4:30 or so to go, maybe 5 minutes here in the first half to get a score, which we talked about they really, really needed. But you at least got to come back and run this last 5 minutes off the clock.
Absolutely.
And get in the locker room without another Yellow Jacket touchdown.
Trails are going to use a timeout right before the play clock hits here. Letting it tick all the way down. Gamecocks at 5:05 mark of this second quarter. 28-7 currently the score. As Coach Satterfield takes a timeout, we'll be back. And Trailsdale has it 3rd and 5.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live, 3rd and 5 play. Gregory picks up the first down. Looks like Soto, maybe someone else helping him now to the ground there, but Gregory moving the sticks.
Yeah, just great blocking up front from the Yellow Jackets and great vision from Gregory. We haven't really talked about that with him. He hits those cutback lanes really nicely too.
So 1st and 10 Jackets, as they get closer to midfield, ball sets, and what we'll call the Trailsdale 43-yard line. 28-7 the score, Trailsdale with this 3-possession lead. 4:45 and ticking, second quarter. Gregory in the gun. Play action pass. Going to be incomplete. Now, I will say this. They've done a good job of executing so far, but we have ultimate confidence in this dog secondary that for somebody to throw as frequently as they are, we'll probably come down with one of them at some point. So that's something that could spark some momentum if that were to happen.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to get it under a 3-possession game in order to see them start going back to there much. We've seen once or twice on each drive, and they scored on them when they've thrown them, unfortunately. But a good job by the sophomore on the outside. He was kind of out there one-on-one on an island, and good coverage from Cole East.
Quarterback keeper Gregory off right side. Going to be met by a host of dogs. Keeps his feet moving, drives closer to midfield. Going to be 3rd mid-range.
Yep.
Multiple dogs involved. Cole East coming off the bottom of the pile along with others.
Yeah, and we talked about this linebacking crew of Clay County coming into this one, you know. Aiden Soto, he's sticking his head in there when he needs to, Daniel, and kind of getting side to side. He's made some big stops to keep Gregory contained on some of these runs. And you're right, big third down here at midfield. Again, give Clay County a chance to get the ball back, probably with about 3 minutes to go or so in this half. You just got to get them off the field here. Their second opportunity on this drive.
They'll punt here more than likely if you can stop them. One wide to the left, two to the right, tight end left. Quarterback keeper Gregory right in the heart of the defense.
There it is.
And it is going to be stopped short of the sticks. 4th and very short, though, with the ball across midfield in Clay County territory. Trailsdale here at home, 3-possession lead late in the second quarter. Ball at the Bulldog 48-yard line.
I don't know. He's considering it.
It's not a given that you kick it away here. You know,
no,
you've
it's
been,
not.
You've been getting...
Especially 4th and 1.
Right. You've only been stopped one time tonight for a loss of yardage on a run. And they're going to go, as I figured they might. 3:15 and ticking here. Big play for this dog defense. Of course, you don't want to give them a free one. You got to watch the football. No free penalties. 2 wide left, 1 to the right, tight end left. Quarterback keeper, Gregory, he's hit. He stopped. Is he going to be there?
It's going to be
close. A second effort. He's going to be short. Ooh,
nah,
they gave him the spot.
That's a senior Austin Anderson off the edge. Golly.
That's great defense.
That was. Great job by Anderson. coming off that edge from that linebacker spot. We see Nate Bayberry kind of stopping it up in the middle. You know, Hayden Adams, Reese Adams, and Parker Smith all converging to get what we thought was a big fourth down stop. But you're right. He, second effort, I think he fell across the line.
Well, you know, when I made the comment, it's great defense. Yes, they got the first down. They needed a foot. They got, you know, 18 inches, foot and a half. But good job by the Dogs. Unfortunately, it was a first, though. Wide outs to either side, two to the right, one to the left. Gregory in the gun, drops the throw, 225 and ticking. Here's the big moon ball. Will Nate Adams get it? Offensive pass interference, and they're going to get it, I believe.
Yeah.
Because Nate Adams would have had his 23rd pick of his career, but that's offensive pass interference all day long.
Yeah, just kind of grab around Nate Adams there, who had position for the pick right there, Daniel, and pulled him to the ground. So it should be backing up Trousdale County. And you called it, Daniel. We see Trousdale County up three scores, 2 minutes left here in the first half, taking a shot down the field, really giving Clay County a shot is what they did there.
I agree with that. Sorting this out, that is the call, offensive pass interference, 2:17 mark, second quarter, 28-7, the score, Trousdale up. This is a pretty big penalty, I guess 15 yards from the line of scrimmage. And that's tough.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's not like it happens from the spot on the field. It comes back to the line, and then they mark it off. So first and a bunch, the ball sets at the Trousdale 39. The line to gain is the Clay County 36. Tight end flips left to right. Gregory in the gun. Hands off to a back. Running fresh, running hard. Mayberry on the tackle. Huge gain, though. First time that Clay Sanders, the junior running back, has touched the football. And, John, he was a big burst of speed there.
Yeah, right up the middle, kind of a smaller fella, but quick and hard to see, I'd say, right out there in the middle. As Trousdale tries to hustle back to the line.
Minute 56 mark, and now they wind it. Curious. Okay, here we go. Clock is not ticking, though, for some reason. This is strange.
Well, I think, who's that on the sideline? Parker Smith or somebody's helmet came off, so they had to go out. I assume that's why they stopped the clock.
Okay. I missed all that.
I think it's Smith.
And here's another. Coach Lamb's going to get a sideline penalty here, guys. Gonna pick one up, I believe. You already had a warning.
Yeah, that's not, this, you know, talking about moving it down to the, well.
Are you getting a second warning?
I don't know.
They already moved the ball for the offsides penalty, I guess.
He wants to talk about it. Yeah. Yeah, this could be huge. You're talking about moving it down to the 25-yard line right here if it's a 15-yarder, Daniel.
I don't know.
Sure,
I mean, even a five-yarder is going to give him a first down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. Second. May have been on somebody else, I guess.
They're going to leave the ball where it's at.
I don't know.
Second and four. Ball at the Clay County 40. I don't know what's happened during these last few moments. We apologize for that. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Gregory in the gun. Sanders is right here for the big tight end to the left. Give off again to Sanders. He's going to be bottled up no game. Austin Anderson, Hayden Adams. A flag comes out in the middle of the scrum. The Clay County fans are up. They saw something they enjoyed. So you would suspect this is going to be going against Trousdale due to the pause from across the way.
Yeah, this frustration from the Yellow Jackets right there. Clay County with some penetration off the edge. And I'll be honest with you, we talked about this Clay County defense not having any grit, not having any fire. Austin Anderson's brought it here late in this second quarter to give Clay County defense a little life on this drive, Daniel. Besides all these penalties and things that are going back and forth, you know, at this point, we talked about Clay County getting a stop and getting the ball back. Now it's about just getting into the half. We're down under 2 minutes. They're down 28-7 and, you know, basically milked all this time away, so... Just hold here on third and I don't know, 25?
Something like that. Big personal foul being caught against Trousdale. Backs him up 15 yards. This has been just a chaotic series of events these last three or four plays. Ball back in Trousdale territory at the 43-yard line. On the game to Clay County 36. Whitehead blows it in. Here we go. Passes away. Going to be dropped by Calhoun. I hope they keep throwing to Nate Adams this side.
Yeah, I do too there. You know, Adams giving a little deep cushion on that one, or he could have got there because he made the break. He saw the play coming.
So a punt going to come from the Jackets. Never thought this route would end the punt when they had it a few moments ago down here around the 35-yard line. Now they're all the way back in their territory. Minute 37 left in this second quarter. Clay County still in this ballgame. We have not played well at this point. 28-7. Jackets are up. Here's another penalty flag coming out. Going to be against Clay County from the look of it.
Still won't give them a first down.
No. Lined up off sides, I believe, over on this edge. Still fourth and a bunch. I don't think this will change it from the punt, as you mentioned, Thomas. And now the Clay County faithful and coaching staff frustrated. Calhoun, I believe, the punter for Trousdale here. Here's the snap. Here's the punt. Going to be a sideways punt out of bounds. Nets around 10 yards. So Clay County with a great opportunity after this horrible string of events that saw both teams just do some foolish things. Clay County takes back over 28-7. Let's say it one more time. We get the ball to start the third. You score here, you score then, and all of a sudden it's one possession game.
That just shows you the opportunity.
And the revenge that you brought up earlier, John, is still in play.
It is, and
I'd like to hang on to that idea, yeah.
We've said the same thing here for about three times.
Yeah.
Clay County still has an opportunity. With a minute 29 left, they trail 28-7 here in the first half. And they're coming to the line with a dangerous Nate Adams.
First and 10, 60-yard field in front of this offense. The ball at the Clay County 40. Weston Burble splits right. Nolan Adams to the left along with Waylon Cherry. Soto behind Nate, who's in the gun. Now he goes to the right hip. Nolan in motion. Nate going to roll that way, looking for the pass. Does so. Looks. Changes his mind. Throws now. Going to be caught. Nolan with it. 50. 45. Going to be hit by some jackets. Still on his feet. Still fighting. And whistles blow to stop forward progress. So a first down strike. Clock does tick. It stops at the minute 17 mark as they set the chains.
Yeah, this is a great job by Nate Adams right there. He was looking for that flat route to Soto out of the backfield and saw his brother pop free in the zone there, Daniel, and put it on him.
Ball in Hartsville territory at the 44. First and 10, minute 5 and ticking. Don't know how many Clay County timeouts are left. I know of at least one. Two to the left. Tied in and a wide out right. Nate looks to the sideline. 55 seconds and ticking here in the second quarter. Soto at the left hip. Nate the throw. Double move set up. Throw short and complete. Clock stops. 50.9 seconds. Second and 10.
Good awareness right there by Nate Adams. Felt the pressure and just kind of got rid of the ball, Daniel.
Defensive lineman Rob Atwood, a senior on this Jacket squad, getting some penetration there. Play clock at 20. Nate waits on the call. Now goes into the huddle. 44 yards away from the Jacket end zone. 50 seconds on this second quarter clock. Dogs trailing 28-7. A score here changes everything. Two wide right, tied in and a wide out left. Here's the snap. Nate rolls right. Under pressure. Decides to run. Going to go out of bounds. Save some time. The clock continues to run for some reason. They cost us about 3 seconds. It should be reset to 44. Doubt that'll happen, though. On the scramble, Nate advances up to the 37, where it looks to be third round three. Does that math work out, Thomas?
It does. Gain of 7 for Nate.
41.8 seconds on this clock. Dog's going to have to be careful with time. And they've got to get a first here to keep this thing going. It's not fourth down yet. Is it second or third, John?
Third down.
Third.
Yeah.
Third and long three. Trips set of receivers to the left. Reese Adams tied in right. Give to Soto. Actually, play action. Now the pass there. It's going to be Weston with it. He's up to the 20. Spins. Keeps his feet to the 15. Now a scrum for the ball. It looks like Charles Dell has it. This time, it is going to be awarded to the Yellow Jackets. So Weston Birdwell with a great reception. The only thing you can fault him with, just trying to fight too long, and they were able to strip it out. But, you know, I can't even fault that. It's just working hard. Three different jackets were fighting to bring down Birdwell and able to strip the ball out.
Yeah, nice throw, nice catch by Birdwell, and you're right. He was just trying, fighting forever, sniffing the end zone. You know, felt like he could get there if he could break a tackle, and good play by the Yellow Jackets, stripping the ball.
So the Jacket defense stalls the drive there. They take back over on offense. If I were Coach Sutterfield, I'm taking a knee, and he does. That's going to end this first half of play. It has been all Trousdale County here on the Creek Bank. They opened up to a 21-9 lead before now being finally 28-7 at the half. 15 seconds and ticking still on this second quarter clock. We've got the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show coming up. Well, Thomas will break down the Clay County stats. John will give us the Trousdale stats. We'll have a scoreboard update, the local sports lowdown, and a Subway trivia question. First half has ended. Yellow Jackets 28, Bulldogs 7 at the half.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network. For the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, we're in Trousdale County in Hartsville on the Creek Bank, where the Yellow Jackets are leading the Clay County Bulldogs 28-7 here at intermission. And not the greatest start for Clay County as they fell behind by three scores early. Cole Gregory for Trousdale County put up a 33-yard touchdown run with 9:45 left in the first quarter to make it 7-0. Then he hit Calhoun for an 84-yard touchdown pass and then one for 75 yards to put Clay County ahead 21-0 before the end of the first quarter. There was a minute 36 left in the first quarter, and Trousdale was ahead 21-0. But Clay County answered. The opening drive of the second quarter for Trousdale County, they forced a three and out. Austin Anderson with a big tackle for loss in that one. He's been playing good defense for Clay County here in the first half to force a punt. And in the second play of the Clay County drive, Nate Adams found Reese Adams for a 42-yard touchdown pass at the 9:55 mark. Reese also banged through the extra point to make it 21-7, and Clay County showed some signs of life. But Gregory immediately answered with a 15-yard touchdown for Trousdale County on their ensuing drive for your halftime score of 28-7. Before we went into the break, we saw some back and forth as Clay County held Trousdale County out of the end zone. They forced a punt. Nate found Nolan for 16 yards and then Burgle down inside the red zone, but unfortunately a turnover into the threat for Clay County. Trousdale County took a knee to head into the break up three scores, 28-7 over Clay County here at halftime in Hartsville. For Clay County, they have a total of 152 yards in the first half on 24 offensive plays and one touchdown. They've rushed 13 times for 42 yards. Nate Adams is 6 for 11 for 110 yards. Also, the touchdown pass to Reese Adams. He does have two interceptions here in the first half. Rushing-wise, Nolan Adams leads the way, 5 carries for 28 yards. Aiden Soto, 4 carries for just 2 yards in the first half. Nate Adams, 4 carries for 12 yards. Receiving-wise, we talked about it, Reese Adams, 1 catch for 42 yards and a touchdown. Weston Burville leading the way there. He's got 3 catches for 52 yards in the ballgame. Nolan Adams has 1 for 16. Defensively, Anderson leading the way. 4 tackles, 1 for loss at halftime. Warren Smith, Aiden Soto do have 3 stops. Parker Smith and Weston Verbal have 2 apiece, along with Nate Berryberry with 2. Hayden Adams, Nate Adams, Reese Adams, and Waylon Cherry all with 1 tackle here at the break. Again, Clay County trails 28-7. Here at halftime, I forgot to open this segment to tell you it was the Gone Country Cafe. It was time for them to serve up your first half breakdown. The first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina, serving country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, lunch till 2 p.m., and catfish on Friday nights. Have you gone country lately?
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience.
Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SwineHealthRehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. Come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together. One project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live from Hartsville on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Trailsdale up 28-7 here on the Creek Bank. Clay County going to be receiving the ball to start this third quarter. Hopefully the black and gold can climb back in it here. Going to kick over to John for what's going to be some pretty good numbers from the Yellow Jackets in the first half.
Yeah, Trailsdale County's got 15 carries. Rushing for 151 total yards. Cole Gregory, 11 of those for 128 yards and a touchdown. Sanders has 2 carries for 19 yards. Ferguson, 1 for 3, and Moore, 1 for 1 yard. On the passing side, you see Cole Gregory's thrown it 9 times, completed 4 for 157 yards and 2 touchdowns. Coven Calhoun caught 2 of those for 159 and 2 touchdowns. And Ferguson also had 2 catches for 8 yards. So you look at a total of about 308 yards offense in one half for Trailsdale County. About even on the penalty side, 4 apiece, you know, for 50 yards or so apiece. So that's your stats for that side.
Want to go ahead? Want me to run through the lowdown? Want to go ahead and give us a Cumberland Exterior scoreboard update?
Give them a little lowdown. Okay. Let me gather a little more and then kick it back over when I give you the signal. How's that?
That sounds great. We'll go ahead now and do the local sports lowdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. I want to start off with a message I'd gotten earlier from Coach Edwards. He says Tennessee Tech men's basketball course, Grant Strong over there playing for them. It opens up next Thursday night at the Eblen Center with an exhibition game versus UT Southern for a 7:30 tip. Looking forward to Grant during his sophomore campaign over there at Tennessee Tech. We'll start off locally. Well, actually, let me go ahead and hit a little more Tech news with John Hamilton. Golden Eagles are now 2-4 overall and 0-1 in OBC play following their 28-7 win at South Carolina last Saturday, and I believe John Hamilton again named the Tennessee Tech Practice Player of the Week. That's the second time he's been bestowed that honor this year, so John doing a great job over there for those guys. The team is at home tomorrow facing OVC foe Southeast Missouri for a 1:30 kick where John Hamilton will be dressed out and hopeful for action against SEMO. Youth League football. Clay County Youth League football teams hosted Cookeville last Saturday and captured a trio of wins with all three divisions coming out victorious. The flag team remained undefeated at 6-0 after a 38-18 win, while the juniors and seniors nabbed their first victories of the season with 16-9 and 14-9 wins. The teams will play their regular season finales tomorrow evening on John Peoples Field when they host Westmoreland, with the first action beginning at 4:30 p.m. The Tri-County Youth Football Playoffs will begin on October 28th in Watertown with semifinal action when I know the flag team are scheduled, I believe, to play at 9 a.m. in the morning. Hermitage Springs basketball, they began their basketball season last night when they hosted Westmoreland. Unfortunately, all four teams lost to begin the season at 0-1. They will continue action when they host Macon County on Monday evening with the girls' JV team starting at 4 p.m. Coach Isabella Hale's girls team going to share that roster from the squads that she has. Fourth graders, Malin Reyes, Brindley Strode, Paisley Smith, and Adeline Finley. Fifth graders, Zaylee Pryor, Bradley Walker, Paige Gross, and Letty Etheridge. Sixth graders, Daisy Cherry, Karanda Sotano, Lily White, and Kinsley Reagan. Two seventh graders, Aubrey Pryor and Tatum Webb. And then two eighth graders, Chandler Rich and Kalia Crawford. Coach Tyrus West boys team, I just have six, seventh, and eighth graders for him from Hermitage Springs. Sixth graders include Emery Soto, Tabor White, Ben McLaren. Seventh graders, Jacob Graves. Another sixth grader, Chandler Crow. Seventh grader, Lance Pig. Seventh grader, Bryson Smith. A fifth grader, Gavin Bristow. Seventh grader, Kenny Smith. Sixth grader, Levi McLaren. And a pair of eighth graders, Jesse McLaren and Robert Hernandez. Salina basketball. Basketball season for Salina Cade officially starts on Tuesday, October 24th, when all four teams host Allen's. The fifth and sixth grade girls will tip at 4:30, with the other three teams in action following that. Back coaching the boys' teams again this year is Marty Maxfield. Tamika Garrison will serve as the head coach of the fifth and sixth grade girls, and Mallory Burville will be the head coach of the junior high girls rosters for those squads. Junior high boys, Nathan Smith, Isaiah Burnett, Isaiah White, Fletcher Strong, Levi Short, Levi Walker, Bo Hamilton, all of those are eighth graders. Seventh graders, Easton Garner, Parker Upchurch, Nehemiah Hamilton, Jacob Webb, Caden Copeland, Landon Kirk, and then a pair of sixth graders on the junior high team, Brogan Maxfield and Cameron King. Junior high girls squad includes Lila Birdwell, Brooklyn Scott, Kinley Lynn, Riley Baxter, Haley Roberts, Ava Bowles, all those eighth graders. And then seventh graders, Tyler Adams, Rachel Burks, Emerson Sharp, Izzy Smith, Ella Donaldson, and Ava Ledbetter. Fifth and sixth grade girls team includes Aria Hall, Kaylee Baxter, Lyra Craghead, Abby King Rogers, Shelby Richards, Layla Kendall, Bryn Westmoreland, Harper Garrison, Bella King Rogers, and Kendall Woods. What is it, John?
I'm ready whenever, if I can give my scoreboard update. How much more you got?
Well, can I finish?
Sure.
Yeah, let me just finish slow down if that's all right. Clay County High School cross country. Cross country team had a busy week. Daisy Livingston last Saturday morning. Well, you may be wanting to, yeah. Those at Livingston last Saturday morning where Braden Allred placed 10th and Ethan Barnes 7th. Then on Tuesday at York Institute, the team ran again with Ethan Barnes placing 4th. Now they get set for the regional meet that will conclude the season on October 25th at Henry Horton State Park in Chapel Hill. Fishing team, they have that big Clay County Anglers fundraiser coming up on Saturday, October 28th at a Cedar Hill Marina. Two fishermen for boat team tournament. First place wins $3,000. Second place, $825. Third place, $575. Fourth place, $375. And fifth place, $225. The entry fee is $150 per boat, and pre-registration has been held at Clay Power Sports. There's also going to be $250 prizes each for the smallmouth and largemouth big bass. Finally, the Lubin Bears. Tyreek Key and the Lubin Bears are 2-3 on the season after beating Shogaroy last Saturday, 82-58. Key had a huge night in that contest, scoring 32 points, thanks to hitting 5 of 6 from behind the arc. No surprise there. They'll enjoy an off week tomorrow before traveling to, I don't know, Ustand, I guess. You say that? Having fun with those. Ustand on October 28th. Folks, this week's Oak Sport Lowdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier Checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Sorry for that delay, John.
No problem. I've got a halftime scoreboard update here. Maryville and Alcoa tied at 21 in the fourth. Oliver Springs down to Cofield, 13-20. Oak Ridge leads the North City final score 30-12. South Pittsburgh ahead of Sell Creek 23-0 at half. I did see a note that the South Pittsburgh coach had been thrown out of the game.
Well,
York Institute 34, Wartburg 7 in the fourth. Red Bull and Springs behind the Community 38-15 at the half. Cookeville ahead of Green Hill 14-7 at the half. Livingston leads Cumberland County 13-0 in the second. Bledsoe County 14, Gordonsville 0. I don't have that noted. That must be a halftime score. Hendersonville 11 and tied. Stone Memorial 0, Upperman 41 at the half.
Wow.
Macon County 27-0 at the half over Watertown. DeKalb County just short of White County at the half, 20-14. This halftime scoreboard update brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. They're the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements.
Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come in and enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the sign of Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So here is tonight's trivia challenge question. In the ninth game of the 1980 season, head coach Harold Watson led his 6-2 Dogs into battle against Macon County. It took overtime to get the black and gold victory with a 13-6 final score. Gary Eads threw a touchdown during regulation to Darrell Reeser, and then Eads ran it in from 2 yards out for the overtime touchdown. What Bulldog player led the team in rushing yards during that contest? Read that one more time. In the ninth game of the 1980 season, head coach Harold Watson led his 6-2 Dogs in the battle against Macon County. It took overtime to get the black and gold victory with a 13-6 final score. Gary Eads threw a touchdown during regulation to Darrell Reeser, and then Eads ran it in from 2 yards out during overtime for the winning touchdown. What Bulldog player led the team in rushing yards during the contest? If you think you know the answer to that, please text in your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. We have a correct answer, and it comes from loyal listener and three-time winner now this year, Melissa White. She says, Billy T. Kittle Smith. Unfortunately, the late Billy T. Kittle Smith. It was him, Miss White. Of course, that's from your era. You probably were at that game. He had 147 yards rushing that night. Put him during that ninth game of the year, Thomas, at 1,095 yards rushing after just 9 games. A great player. Played some quarterback as a sophomore, and as he got older, Gary Eads got older on the team and took over the quarterback role. T. Kittle going to a tailback, and he was a good one.
He was a great, of course, Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, and pretty fitting that he is the answer to the trivia question this weekend. Huge UT ball fan, and they're, of course, facing Alabama this weekend. He'd have been ready for that one, Daniel.
No doubt. Miss White does expect she was there, so first-hand witness to that event. Had some other guesses. Had Greg Strong, Tish Plumley, and Nar Hamilton all guessing Dwayne McLaren. That's a great guess, but he was 1 year graduated, the fall of 79, Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member Dwayne McLaren's senior year. Of course, Billy T. Kittle Smith, Gary Eads, Darrell Reeser, all the names that were mentioned in the guesses in that question, all Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, along with head coach Harold Watson. So congratulations, Miss White. You win your third free sub certificate this year, and we are keeping up with that list of winners and going to get those to you. Don't think we're not. That has been sponsored by Greg and Melissa Brandon, the local owners of the Subway, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat, fresh, and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. It is time for third quarter football. Thomas, let's hope this second half goes a little bit more in Bulldog favor than the first half. First time these teams have met since 2016. And I haven't missed this series very much so far in this.
Me neither to this point. You're right. They're behind by 21 points. It's 28-7. Heading into the third quarter. And, you know, we've seen Clay County respond in third quarters throughout the season. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt here, and I want to see a different Bulldog team emerge from that locker room. And we've seen that several times as Clay County head coach Bruce Lamb. I'm sure he's as disappointed as we are right now with the score on the scoreboard and, honestly, with the way these Bulldogs have played. You know, we've seen Trousdale County, besides the big play that got them, the big plays that got them in the end zone, they've just kind of been physically overpowering Clay County tonight so far.
Dogs have been flat. You know, we've won six straight, and it seems like a post-fall break, of course, had the Red Bull game played flat, and it ended up big winners. Onside kick to try it. White Browning comes across, tries to field it. Now a scrum for the ball. Clay County appears to have it. We're going to have to wait for the official signal, though.
Yeah, onside attempt right there. Of course, Clay County not ready. Doesn't have the hands teams on the field, but Wyatt Browning, great job. The senior offensive and defensive lineman fielding that one, Daniel, and giving Clay County great field position to start.
Of course, the only tricky part about that, and credit Wyatt for, like you said, the good agility, that ball did not come the full 10 yards. He crossed the 50 to go get it. Bit of a dangerous thing, but you've got a split second to make that decision. Am I going to wait on it or go get it? Brandon doing a good job there. 46-yard field here in front of this Dog offense. What an opportunity to start this third quarter. 12 full minutes on this clock. No time expired yet. Going to give the Soto to start. Aiden Soto with a nice run to open up. Here we go. Going to have around 5 to 6 yards. Started at the 46. We're going to give him maybe the 42, 43. Going to have to check it.
Yeah, pretty good job off that right side of the offensive line. We kind of blew a hole open for Aiden Soto, and then the linebackers came and filled it, Daniel. But not a bad game. Looks like a pickup of about 3.
Advances it up to the 43. So I thought when it first opened up and popped, I thought we was going to get a little more, but a nice opening play, 2nd and 7. Burble splits to the right. Cherry and Adams split left, along with tight end Reese Adams. Soto at the right hip of Nate. Ball on the near side hash to us as we set high top the visiting butchers. Here we go, a deep shot to Bird. Well, miscommunication, though, between Nate and Weston. Something you don't see much between those guys. Nate thought he was running the corner route. Weston sat down on a 10-yard curl.
Yeah, Weston Burwell, leading receiver in the first half. 3 catches for him, all for big yardage, 19, a 13, and a 20-yarder. Oh, we saw him make some great catches in the first half, Daniel, for a total of 52 yards. You know, we talked about Burwell throughout this season, really come on here in the later half of the year and become a weapon for Adams down the field.
Absolutely. 11:09 mark of this third quarter. Clock is stopped with an incomplete pass. Sets up 3rd and 7. Dogsbury Cuddle, Cherry, and Burwell right. Reese Adams and Nolan Adams left. Nate in the gun. Here's the snap. Nate rolls right. Looks for Soto on the wheel. Now puts his eyes downfield. Targets deeper. Waylon Cherry. Waylon Cherry with it. Ooh! Could not hang on. What a pass by Nate Adams. Come right over the top of the shoulder into the breadbasket of Waylon and couldn't hang on. Credit the Jackets, though, with good coverage. A Jacket was there who appears to be injured on the play, who disrupted Waylon's concentration. We're going to go to injury timeout here as a Trousdale player is down in the end zone. Trousdale 28, Clay County 27, 11-minute mark, third quarter.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Football, being presented by Clay Power Sports, where the Dogs trail the Yellow Jackets here in Hartsville by a score 28-7 early here in the third quarter in a big fourth down. Clay County's going to have to punt.
Nate Adams puts his foot to it, high spiraling kick, going to hit around the 10-yard line, take a Bulldog bounce, good coverage, gets down there and downs it around the 3. Trails, they're going to take over for their first possession here. So the Dogs, with the failed onside attempt, of the Jackets, had great field position. But, Thomas, that's been the story of the night for Clay County, failure to capitalize on opportunity.
Yeah, we've seen missed opportunities for Clay County. You know, they had a chance to get back in this ballgame multiple times before the end of the first half, you know, opportunities to get Trousdale County off the field and score, and then great field position squandered here on the opening drive.
What do you think it is, John? 3-4? The 3. Excellent execution on the punt and coverage. Trousdale takes over the 93-yard field in front of them. Whistles blow as the Jackets break the offensive huddle. Sanders comes off. Number 2, who I do not have on my roster, comes on. Oh, it's actually going to be Sanders along with stud receiver Coben Calhoun. It comes off. Calhoun going to get the play and go back out, though. 10:45 mark, third quarter. Opportunity here to maybe win the field position battle. Little surprised, but didn't go for it there. Down 3 possessions on the road. Ball in enemy territory. 4th and 7.
Well, they do have them pinned deep now. And get a stop.
Gregory with it. Into the heart of the defense. Pyle still moving. Game's 2. Parker Smith comes up off the bottom of the pile. He had to be involved in some capacity. Always hard to pick out tacklers on those type plays, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think that was Smith kind of stopping it up along with the help of Mayberry on the interior there. And, you know, that's what we're going to have to see down after down here against Trousdale County, because, you know, they've been physical at the attack and blowing open holes for Gregory to take advantage of so far in this one.
Jackets break huddle, play clock at 10. Gregory in the gun, 2 wide right, 1 left. Quick pass. Wide receiver screen left side. Ferguson with it. Makes one of them miss. It's a foot race. He's on the sideline. He could go. Austin Anderson in hot pursuit. Forces a cutback. Anderson grabs. Will not let go. Great job by Austin Anderson. But a big, big play. 45-yard pass hookup on the wide receiver quick screen. Maybe a 46-yard if they spotted across midfield.
Yeah, Trousdale County trying to go with a little tempo here against Clay County. Satterfield's trying to get his team back to the line quick.
Look for a deep shot to Calhoun here if they go to the air. And here's the penalty. We have jumped off sides.
But the quarterback, well, I don't know.
He stands in, calls for the ball. Hit the no snap, he turns to the sideline for it. And on his movement, we're jumping.
Right.
And there's, we got maybe Calhoun was never set. I see a flag on the far side against the, it's either against Coach Lamb or against Calhoun 1. Going to back up Trousdale. False start.
So apparently Calhoun went when we did, as the quarterback looked to the sideline, which was mistaken for a call for the snap.
Interesting, you know, Calhoun comes to the sideline to get the play call and calls it in the huddle rather than quarterback Gregory. Ball at the 45 now, after a 5-yard penalty, 1st and 15, Gregory rolls left, looks to pass, under pressure, could he be sacked? He throws one, going to be caught, guess who, Calhoun. He is short of the 6. nearly got home that time to Gregory.
Yeah, they did. Austin Anderson with the pressure off the edge, and then it was Reese Adams up the gut, Daniel, laying the lick on Gregory there at the end.
Ball at the dog, 43, second and four. Offense gets set, looks to the sideline. Clay County fans frustrated over the procedure that's taking place. They think it's illegal. No penalty markers on that one, though. Travis Doe gets set. Quick screen. Slam pass on to Calhoun. Ooh. Nate Adams had an opportunity there. Him and Calhoun both high-pointed. Neither one came down with it.
Yeah, here in the second half, it's been Nate Adams versus Calhoun. One-on-one, Daniel. That's good on good.
Yeah.
On the outside right there, Gregory giving his receiver a chance, and Adams, good coverage.
We're getting a good look, John, here at Calhoun. He's a big guy as he comes to the sideline, and he's tall, pretty thick, too. Not just that tall, slim kind of receiver, is he?
Yeah, he is.
Good-looking kid.
A lot of speed and a lot of size both.
Yeah. Strange to see him off here on third and four. Gregory in the gun. Two wide left, one to the right. Here's the snap. Hand off to Sanders inside.
Oh, he's gobbled up. Worm Smith
joined in there by big Parker Smith.
Be a loss right there. Tackle for loss by Worm Smith. We've said that a lot this year.
Yeah. Yeah, he's played well from that inside linebacker position during his junior campaign. We saw him start doing it in the playoffs last year as a sophomore, and he's continued it on. What was the count at Monterey? 14 stops, I think we accredited him for.
Yeah, just an unbelievable night for him. As Clay County, it looks like they're going to force a punt.
Second Trailsdale punt, yeah. Second one, I think, of the night for them. Trailsdale with this three-possession lead, 28-7. Here's the snap. Calhoun steps to the right, puts his foot to it, end over end kick, going to hit around the 20, take a jacket bounce, and it rolls inside the 15 all the way down to the 11-yard line where it's down. So a long field, 89-yard field in front of this Clay County offense. Still a ton of time left. You're down three scores, but over a quarter and a half to play, 8:01 mark, third quarter.
Yeah, and a great job by the Clay County defense. You saw them give up the big play. Trousdale County was in business. And then the negative from Worm Smith, the big stop on that one to force the punt. And, you know, and now Clay County, long way to drive here. They just got to put something together, John.
Yeah, they proved they can move the ball several times during this game. It's just been penalty or, you know, something else has kind of stalled their momentum. Hopefully they can get it going and put another score on the board and get back in this game.
Ball starts at the Clay County 12-yard line, an 88-yard field. Nate in the gun gives to Nolan on the jet sweep around right side. Can he get the edge? He does not. Reverses field, still on his feet. Picks up a block from his brother. Cuts north and south. Gets some yardage and brought down. And that's what you've seen tonight. We chronicled it early in the early drives. Just good lateral pursuit, good edge setting by this jacket defense, forcing these Clay County outside plays to reverse field and look for yardage elsewhere.
Yeah, still a nice gain of about six by Nolan Adams. He's a leading rusher so far tonight. Six carries for 34 yards with that one, Daniel. But the big story, Aiden Soto, just five yards on the ground so far.
We'll give you in the 17-yard line. Pick up a five, making it second and a short five. Give to Soto. Straight ahead through the A-gaps, met by a host of jackets, and drove back. Soto does get forward progress up to right at the 20, and here's a penalty marker out. We see a scrum here, some frivolous activity between the teams. Hopefully Clay Kenny's kept their cool, and this is against Trailsdale. Trailsdale already with two personal fouls tonight in this contest.
I see Soto's down on the ground, injured there, too.
Yeah, Reagan Lamb coming out to administer attention to him. And now he's up and going to the sideline. Appears healthy, fortunately.
Yeah.
Got two different flags now. This one going to go against the Dogs?
I think you may see a little of both here. Coach Lamb coming out on the field, Daniel. We don't see this much. A timeout, maybe?
Timeout taken, apparently. We have seen no explanation at this point for the flags, unless I missed it. Coach Lamb talks with the white hat. All right, going to have a penalty against Clay County here. So personal foul against the Dogs. Timeout is taken by Clay County. All right, we're going to go to break here. Things get a little wild, and the Trailsdale fans get a little rowdy around us here. Dogs are trailing 28-7, 7:06 mark third quarter.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
Bulldog football back here live. This broadcast being presented tonight courtesy of Clay Power Sports. Clearly a personal foul was assessed against the Dogs. It was marched back. Ball setting now at the Clay County, call it the 10-yard line. It's about a foot from the 10. It's closer to the 10 than the 9. Third round 12. Need to convert here. 7:06 mark of this third quarter. 28-7 the score. Trailsdale got up early, then things have kind of got soppy and chippy at times. Two wide to the right, along with Reese Adams. Birdwell by himself over here on the left. Leighton Brown, the back. We saw Soto with an ankle, kind of tweaked a little, John. Went to the sideline with that and has not returned yet. Brown in his spot.
He did hop up and jog to the sideline, so maybe not too serious.
Brown shifts to the right hip of Nate. Nate rolls right, has time, releases. Incomplete. He was targeted, Nolan. Clay County with no option here but to punt. Of course, this Trailsdale team, 4-4 on the year. They opened the year with a 9-0 win at Livingston. Then they lost to Macon County. They lost to Gordonsville, 0-14 in week 3. They beat Republic 48-8. They lost at Smith County 7-27. That's the first half of the season. They were 2-3 at that point. Then they beat Jackson County 55-27. Lost at East Robertson 0-35. Put a whooping on Monterey last week on the road up on the mountain 28-0. That puts them at their 4-4 mark coming into the night. Of course, Clay County 6-2. Lost to York and Westmoreland to open the year. Then six straight wins after that. Nate puts his foot to it. High punt. Hits around the 35, takes a nice bulldog bounce, going to go all the way across midfield into Jacket territory. Well executed. Of course, Clay County, 6 wins, Jackson County, Monterey, Portland, Tompkinsville, Kentucky, Joe Burns, Red Bullen, and now here tonight. Going to take a nice effort in this last quarter and a half to come back in this thing.
Yeah, and we've just seen punts from both teams to start this third quarter, Daniel. So a defensive battle is what this one's turning into here. 6:40 left in the third. And, Clay County's got to put some points on the board. Got to get a stop here, get the ball back, and speed this thing up a little bit. I think they need to see some tempo out of Clay County. Maybe that's what they need to try to get the machine rolling again.
Gregory in the gun, hand off to Ferguson on the jet sweep. Good pursuit by the Dogs. Going to have a hold against the Jackets. This is going to back them up, hopefully a drive killer for them. Going to be first and, around 18, maybe 19. Looks like it happened a yard or so downfield. Well, the early explosives, for those who may be tuned in late, Trailsdale had 3 possessions, had ran 10 plays, and they had 21 points.
Yeah, it happened quick. It was just as we described it, a nightmare start for the Bulldogs. And, show some signs of life. The big touchdown pass from Nate Adams to Reese Adams, and it was a 21-7, just like that. Clay County back in it, but Cole Gregory answered. Big 30-something yard run to set up a 15-yard touchdown run. He's got 2 rushing touchdowns on the night, and he's also thrown for 2, Daniel. And he's definitely the difference. We talked about him coming into this one, and that's why we're down Clay County's behind by 21 here.
And not that it matters, but since that 21-0 opener, it's a 7-7 game.
That's right.
Since that point in time. Unfortunately, they do have that huge lead. Here's another hookup, and it's going to be Calhoun again, who could get loose to the end zone. He broke two tackles, and here goes Calhoun. Senior receiver Coben Calhoun strikes again. Over 200 yards receiving, three touchdowns, and we've only played 2.5 quarters of this contest. And here's a flag comes out late. I don't know if it's on an excessive celebration for the Jackets or something against Clay County. We'll find out. No receiver has done the Dog defense this way, and give credit to Cole Gregory. He's putting it on the money to him.
Yeah, a great throw by Gregory right there. You know, Nate Adams there, close coverage. Calhoun, just kind of the stronger of the two, broke the tackle, made a move, and took it to the house.
Yeah, we talked about that as Calhoun came to the sideline earlier. Not only is he tall, but he's thick. He's a thick kid. Good speed.
61-yard touchdown pass right there. So Calhoun has touchdowns of 84, 75, and 61.
So that's a little over 210 on those three alone. Whew. Place kicker Takeshi Santiago, who's perfect on the night, steps in one more time. Puts his foot to it. And it's good again. 35-7 now the score. 6:05 mark third quarter.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Football, presented by Clay Power Sports here on the Horizon Sports Network. The Dogs getting run out of Hartsville here, Daniel. It's 35-7 in Yellow Jacket favor, and then all about Cole Gregory. He's got three touchdowns passing and two rushing so far to Calhoun. Just the team from Hartsville really showing who they are and who they've become throughout the season.
Well, on their way to winning 21 straight in this series, of course, the last Bulldog win, we'll say, of course, is Salina High School at the time, coming back in the opening round of playoffs in 1989, the last time we bested Trousdale. Here's the kick from Santiago, going to be fielded by Cherry.
Leighton Brown.
Brown with it, full head of steam, fresh, up to the 45 and run out of bounds. So Brown sets up Clay County with good field position here, but time getting short, trailing by four possessions, 5:57 mark here in this third quarter, and it's not only has it got to be an improvement with the offensive output, we're going to, at the same time, essentially with the same kids going both ways, he's going to have to come up with consecutive defensive stops to finish out this ball game.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, we're still in the third quarter here, Daniel. But like I say, I'd like to see a little urgency out of Clay County here, try to click one off, a quick one here, as they got good field position to start thanks to the Brown return.
Yeah, you know, if the clock stopped like it is now, take your time, rest, catch your breath. Play clock's at 5, though, so you can't do it too much. But when that clock's running, you better be on the ball and running. Play clock at 1. Here's the snap. Nate has it. Rolls right. Steps up. Looks deep. Releases intermediate range. Going to be incomplete. Whistles come out. I think freshman Rowan Holloway might be called for something here. Holloway has played very well as a freshman this year. Line judge talking to the white hat now about what he saw. We've talked about it multiple times, guys, over the years. We've, you know, having folks like Hayden McGee and John Hamilton, Levi Garrett start as freshmen on the offensive line, and just kind of waving that flag off. No infraction. I don't know much a taller task to be asked to do than to start in the trenches as a freshman, you know, as a 14, 15-year-old against 17, 18, 19-year-olds. Pretty tough business.
Yeah, it don't happen a lot, really. You know, small town does.
Holloway, of course, looks the part in size. You know, he's as big as the older guys, but promising young player. Second and 10. Ball at the Trousdale 42. Nate with it. Quarterback keeper off left side. Up to the line of scrimmage. Puts on the brakes. Accelerates again. Gets another yard and brought down. Dodging the big hit from Gregory. Picks up two. Advancing up to the 40. Works third and eight. 5:30 and ticking. Third quarter. The Dogs' lone touchdown of the night. A 42-yard pass hookup between First Cousins Nate and Reese Adams. Reese from his tight end position ran the old corner route 10 yards and headed towards the pylon in the corner. Nate dropped it right in the bucket. And Reese had his first touchdown of his sophomore campaign.
Yeah, I had a great second season here as a Bulldog, leading tackler on the defensive side of the ball, and he showed his athletic ability at tight end too. As Adams rolls out right, Daniel.
Releases deep for Nolan. Going to be incomplete. Nolan became a pass defender there. Did a good job of breaking it up. Was that Gregory? He's coming back from the area. He's everywhere on the field.
Calhoun's the one that was there to make the play. If it wasn't for Nolan there, he would have intercepted the ball.
Fourth and eight. Ball at the Trousdale 40. Clay County going to punt.
Guess that's pretty much throwing in the towel there.
Waiting to get the personnel set. Play clock's at 7. Nate kicks it away from the 50-yard line. End over end kick. He's at the 10. Going to be down there around the 12-yard line by Weston Birdwell. Just need to try to reconnect, perhaps. Continue to call this thing. We know when this happens that on the playback, it's still live and uninterrupted. Trousdale taking back over here, 4:43 mark of this third quarter. Be interested to see what Coach Satterfield does here, yeah, in terms of play call selection. Of course, another score, and this thing will be a running clock. Oh, it never has been plugged up. Trousdale on first down. Hands off. Short gain. Unknown tackler on the play. Probably Hayden Adams making that stop. Second and 7 after the gain of 3. We did. We punted away. Hayden Adams made the stop on first down. Second and 7 now. Gregory with it. Wide receiver quick string. Calhoun with it. Immediately brought down this time. Nate Adams with that stop. Third quarter ticks under 4 minutes to play here. And again, we see the short third and 1. Trousdale's been in this situation many times tonight. And they've converted the vast majority, if not all. Jackets break huddle. Sanders going to be the running back at the right hip of Gregory. Calhoun by himself to the left. Too wide to the right. Quarterback keeper Gregory on third and 1. Right into the heart of the defense. Moves the pile up to the 25 and moves the chains along with it. First and 10. See Reese Adams getting up from the pile. Rolling hallway also around it. The sophomore inside linebacker making the stop there.
Daniel, I was distracted with our technical difficulties. What happened there a couple plays before that?
Had the first down run, second down wide receiver quick screen to Calhoun. So Calhoun converted for about 7 yards on the catch. And then Gregory ran the first down on third and one there. Setting up this first and 10, wide receiver quick screen again. Good hustle by Nolan Adams coming up. Nearly got a hand on the ball, but disrupted senior wideout Jake Ferguson, creating incomplete pass. Does stop the clock at the 3:06 mark in the third quarter. Second and 10.
So back then, Gregory's first down run was maybe...
About two.
Thank you.
Shows a little lightning bolt hooked up. Gregory throws for Ferguson. Good job by Adams. Some of the Trousdale faithful wanted a pass interference call, but no flag comes out. Perhaps because of this four possession lead, 35-7. Third and 10 now after the incomplete pass.
I guess you have a tackle run down, do you?
I've been giving them. They're
okay,
on
we'll
you.
We'll go back and get them.
Yeah, yeah. Been calling them off. Hayden made one. Reese made one. A couple incomplete passes. Nate made one.
All right.
That's about all of them, yeah.
All right. We should be back up and running after we lost connection all the way around here. But I think we're going now again.
Yeah, should be up and running. And we learned back in year one, year two, when that type of thing happens, just to kind of keep calling the game because it keeps recording and the playback and archives is going to be there. Yeah, penalty marker on the far side. Whistles blew early.
It's going to be a illegal shift on Trousdale County, so they're going to back them up five.
Third and 15 now. Ball back at the Trousdale 20, and after a frenzy start, flourish of points early. This one kind of slowed down, kind of got personal there in the middle of it a little bit. Some penalties back and forth, personal fouls to both teams throughout. And here we are deep in the third, Trousdale up 35-7 on third and 15. Hand off to Sanders. He's going to be gobbled up for a short game. Trousdale will have to come out and punt away again. And we, you know, I know that it's been a lackluster performance to this point by the Dogs, but they've still got 14 minutes of game time here.
Yeah.
Trailing by a lot against a team who's had their way with you throughout the night. But I'd like to see some response here out of Clay County, at least just something to move into the region title game down at Turning Ford Field with some momentum of some sort at this point, just kind of flat and none to speak of.
Yeah, they've taken a punch and haven't gotten back up from it yet. You know, the defense is doing their job here, like you said, in the third quarter, keeping this one at least where it is at this point, besides that one long big play. And coming into this one, like I say, we didn't expect Trousdale County to be a big play type team.
Right.
But, boy, have they proved they can do it.
Well, one thing we did know, knew there was a highly realistic opportunity to come down here and perhaps walk away with a loss. I didn't think we'd be 35-7 deep in the third. I'll be honest on that. Credit to Trousdale with the early onslaught that it just took away a lot of the momentum. And, you know, since that time, we did settle in and play essentially two quarters, almost 7-7. But couldn't overcome that big lead. Hopefully can tack one on here. Clay County taking over, first and 10. The Jacket 44-yard line. Adams with it. Quick release. Caught by Soto. Waiting at the 40 up to the 35-yard line. Well, he'll be brought down. Should, depending on the spot. No, they're going to give him the lunge forward. It'll be a first down then. Minute 40 and ticking. Ball at the 33, near side hash. Wide side of the field to the right hand of quarterback Nate Adams here. Cherry, Nolan Adams, and Andrew Smith to the right. Weston Birdwell to the left. Reese Adams off the field right now, no tight end. Trying to hit Andrew Smith on the little mesh route, but the linebackers did a good job of catching the hip of Andrew, throwing him off his route, it looked like. run that little tight crosser right behind the backers, hoping to, for somebody to bump free.
Yeah, and you talked about it, Daniel. You know, Clay County just needs, we said it earlier on, and it didn't really happen, but something positive, something to come out of this game. You know, we got a big one next week.
Sure.
You know, bottom line, this one means nothing as far as postseason implications,
right.
You know, non-region contests. But mentally, it does. So, to me, like you say, gain a little momentum here with a score. Feel good. A little bit better about leaving this field anyway.
Toto with the swing pass, breaks the tackle, fights for the first down yardage. You might just have it. It depends on the spot. Play originated at the 33. And it looks like they're going to set it down at the 23. Just a little shy of the 23. It's beyond the 24, but not harder than the 23. So call it a gain of 9, setting up 3rd and 1. Yeah, of course, 9th game of the season here. Clay County, in case you don't know, traveling to Gordonsville next week. And it's going to be Trousdale hosting Westmoreland. Now, that one's going to be a big one in Region 3-2A. Trousdale 2-2 in region play right now. And the winner of that, you know, basically is third place in the region. The loser of it, I think, is out of the playoffs, basically, depending on how things go. And it's Gregory on the tackle for loss coming through, bringing down Soto. Soto did return to action on this series after being spelled by Leighton Brown on the last one. Loss of yardage there. Takes him from the 24 back to the 26. Also 2. Makes it 4th and 3. Third quarter's going to end right there. Clay County's going to have it. 4th down and 3 yards to go from the Yellow Jacket 26 when we start the fourth quarter. Right now, it's Trousdale 35, Clay County 7.
Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. Come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football, presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County trails Trousdale County 35-7. Headed into the fourth quarter, and here's your Bulldog stat summary brought to you by Eco Panels Tennessee. Clay County offensively, Nate Adams is 8 for 18 for 130 yards and a touchdown here tonight. He has the highlight as far as yardage. Receiving-wise, Western Burble 3 catches for 52 yards. Nolan Adams 1 catch for 16. Aiden Soto 2 for 20. Nolan Adams is also the leading rusher, has 33 yards tonight for Clay County. Defensively, Austin Anderson leading the way with 6 stops and 1 for loss. This Bulldog Sat Summary has been brought to you by Eco Metals of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel. 12 minutes left in this one.
4th down, 3 yards to go. Ball sitting at the Jacket 26-yard line. Waylon Cherry splits left. Weston Burble joins him. Reese Adams tight end left. Nolan Adams wing right. Soto behind Nate. Now he shifts to his left hip. Nolan in motion. Option play left side. Pitch to Nolan. Nolan under pressure from Calhoun. Reverses field. Keeps his feet. Going to be hit. Keeps his feet somehow. Good effort by Nolan, but he's brought down for a loss of what appears to be 2 yards. Trousdale going to take over, I think, at the 35-yard line. And as we've chronicled all night, Trousdale not a defense that you can easily get the edge on. So 1st and 10 for the home team here on the Creek Bank. We take over the 36-yard line. Well, I'm saying that wrong. The 26.
26, so no gain.
No gain. 3 wideouts come to the left, 2 to the right. Empty set for Gregory. Brings Calhoun in motion. Now he reverses motion. Little swing pass. Here he is in the flats, 30, 35, brought down. Tackle made by Nate Mayberry. Joined by Nate Adams. Good hustle by Mayberry. Tempo from Trousdale. Three wide right, two to the left. Gregory in the gun. They look to the sideline. Ball at the jacket, 40, 10 yards from midfield. Ferguson in motion, fake to him. Gregory, quarterback keeper. Here he goes, 45-50, 45-40, 30. Up to the 20, the 10, and then to the end zone. And what we'll have now, for the first time in, I don't know how long, we'll have a running clock with Clay County on the receiving end of that running clock. 41-7 currently the score. 195 with that run. 195 yards rushing, John says, for Cole Gregory, I believe. Three touchdowns on the ground. Of course, he's got three through the air, over 200 there. Big, big numbers. Santiago on for the extra point. Boots it away. He's a perfect 6-of-6 on the night. 42-7 the score. 11:15 left in the fourth.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Back here live, Clay County just getting a first-hand glimpse tonight of senior quarterback and linebacker Cole Gregory, 306 yards passing and three touchdowns for him. Through the air, 195 yards rushing and three touchdowns on the ground for him. He has had a hand in each of those six Trousdale County touchdowns. And done it very efficiently tonight. Nolan Adams again receives the pooch kick around the 35, has a return up to by the 38. I miscalled it where he caught it. He caught it around the 25 and returned it up to the 37-38.
That's the offensive prowess of the Yellow Jackets, you know. The physicality has been really impressive from this Hartsville team. I mean, that's what we've seen traditionally.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, they've got it back here. We've seen major, some of the best licks we've seen all season long.
Sure.
Coming from the Yellow Jackets and, just physically overpowering Clay County.
Well, the word on the street about Trousdale is the improvement they've had week to week to week. They are not the same team to start the season with, and they are certainly, on paper right now, I'd take them over the York Dragons, just based on what we've seen against Clay County. Now, that may not hold up. If they were to meet, and if they did meet, it would be all the way deep in the playoffs. They're not going to be meeting, but this isn't the semis.
Right. Soto with a carry right there, Daniel, I think.
Picked up around four, advances up to the 40. I didn't even call where it started from.
Started at the
37.
Okay.
So a gain of three, second and short seven, we'll call it. Nate in the gun, three wide to the right, tight end left. Hand off to Soto again. Aiden running, spins, gets across the 45, still moving his feet, pushes the pile up to the 48-yard line. Yeah, Trousdale, of course, a longtime single-A program. They were in our region for years, and we're a triple-A program in the early 2000s. Actually, won a state title at the 3A level. They never had the enrollment to be 3A. It got bumped to 2A in the early 2000s, and said, we'll just go ahead and play 3A. And they won a state title at that level, and one of those programs across the state to have done it in multiple classifications. Ball at the 48 here, 2 yards from midfield. Been all Soto so far on this drive.
Yeah, it has. I think we see a different, you know, is that Soto back there? Brown, maybe? It is Soto.
And off to Nolan Adams. Adams around left side. Picks up around 5. Play originated at the Clay County 48-yard line. Advances across midfield. Hook around the 47. So gain of approximately 5 for Nolan. Looks like the down marker across the way agrees. 8:40 and ticking. Going to go quickly here in this fourth quarter. Junior offensive tackle Caden Strong in there on the offensive front for the Dawgs. Try to scan it and see if I see any others. Weston Mervin and Andrew Smith split left. Nolan Adams and Waylon Cherry right. Going a double set here, two wide either side. Nate to throw, releases, targets Smith, Andrew with the catch, and out of bounds. Right at the sticks, I think they'll give him the yardage necessary for the first. And they do move it. Going to spot Andrew with the reception up to the Trousdale 42. So gain of right at 10, I believe. 7:45 and ticking, fourth quarter.
Nice to see the senior getting some action there on the outside and getting a target, Daniel, and making the most of it.
Tight end checks back in. Reese Adams tight end left, 3 wide to the right. Give off to Leighton Brown this time. Brown off right side. Here he comes, 35. Leighton to the 30, up to around the 25, and down. We have a player down, Weston Burble, shaking up. He is getting to his feet as I speak, though. So, Weston, all right. He won't even have to leave the field, I don't think, because official never took time out. Reagan Lamb would like him to come over, and they're going to take Weston to the sideline here for a play. Ball up to the 25, Thomas. Nice run by Leighton Brown, the senior.
Yeah, about a 17-yarder from Brown. We had Leighton on our Inside the Locker Room segment in our CarQuest pregame show prior to the contest. Nice young man.
Yeah. Logan Jennings playing some wide out to the far left now, replacing Birdwell as Weston's on the sideline for a play. Brown shifts to the right of Nate. Nate drops back, looks downfield under pressure, dumps off to Brown. Pass ball's incomplete. Clock will not stop with that incomplete pass due to the TWS Delay Mercy Rule running clock. That changed over the years. Used to be 35 points, dropped it to 30. 42-7. Right now the difference. Trousdale jumped out to that 21-9 lead and has never looked back. Big story is, we've said, over 500 yards, all-purpose, 501 yards to be exact, for senior quarterback Cole Gregory of the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, and like I say, you know, we knew it coming in, and the team knew it coming in, the coaching staff knew it, and, you know, he had a target on his back, and he still went out and did that, Daniel, and just an impressive athlete is Gregory back there.
Second and 10, Nate to throw, releases, targeting, Birdwell. Pass interference going to be called. Going to call it on Jaden Hale, the sophomore.
Good job by Birdle right there, kind of shielding the defender behind him. Had position, Daniel, and drew the flag on that one. Good throw by Nate Adams to draw the flag also.
Trousdale essentially down to a full second-string defense here. I don't see any. See Ferguson out there, one of the few of the starters. Also, Noah Cook out there as well, one of the starting defensive backs. I don't think we've seen him on the offensive side, at least not with a catch or a carry anyway, just maybe a defensive specialist. So after this pass interference penalty, Clay County going to have a first down up to the Trousdale 15-yard line. First and 10. Birdwell and Nolan split to the left. Fake jet sweep to Cherry. No, it's a give to Cherry. Waylon trying to get the edge here. Does so for a few yards and run out of bounds. Around a 5-yard pickup. Temp starting to drop here on the creek bank late in this one. Noticeably cooler than we started. Still not cold for late October, but definitely the coolest we've had this year. No wind tonight. Fortunately, it was windy at Red Bull last week, though.
Yeah, it was. Well, we're setting up. It'd be hard for the wind to blow on us.
Yeah.
Here below the press box at Trousdale County. And, but you're right. This is football weather right here, Daniel. We're kicking into the season finale next week. Playoffs to follow. That's what it's all about.
Second and 5 being snapped home from the 10. Nate Adams, quarterback, keeper off left side, going to go in for the touchdown. So 42-13 after Nate Adams. That's a 10-yard rushing touchdown late in this one. 4:30 mark of this fourth quarter. Trousdale coming off a couple of really down years for them, and you see them coming back to a little bit closer to where they expect things to be done in this neck of the woods. Of course, 10-time state champions, 9-time TWSLA champions, one of those titles coming back in 1922 before it was sanctioned. But kind of the be-all, end-all of single-A football in the eastern half of the state of Tennessee are the Yellow Jackets. South Pittsburgh really the only team that can claim any competition to that crown that they wore for so long. Extra points good, 42-14, 4:30 left in this one.
Tri-County Electric will be utilizing text messaging as part of our outage management system. We now have the ability to text to share known outages with members. We automatically include all members we have a cell phone number for, so please make sure your phone number is updated. Members can opt out at any time. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Fire Sports Logan Jennings to kick off after the 10-yard Nate Adams touchdown run. 42-14 the score, 4.5 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. This non-region contest. Low squib kick here by Jennings. Going to be fell on by the Jackets. I mentioned a couple of down years by Trousdale. It's not exactly true. Essentially just one. They went 2-9 last year, but in the 21 season, 2 years prior, had an 11-2 record, so perhaps, yes, for them, that's getting eliminated a little bit early, you know. But most programs in the state would be excited. So it was really a one-off, just an isolated deal, a 2-9 year. Got some reserves here across the front line, perhaps. No. Maybe Ernesto Sanchez checking in. Thomas, somebody, a new nose guard there.
I think it's 50. That's Hidalgo, isn't it?
Oh, Casey Monroe Hidalgo, the sophomore. Trousdale hands off on 1st and 10. Let's dig out a Clay County roster here. It is sophomore Hidalgo. Good eye, Tom.
We've got Eli Burnett in at linebacker. Along with Anderson still in there. Andrew Smith playing a defensive back on this near sideline.
Who's that far side defensive tackle? 61.
Defensive tackle.
Andrew Hales, the freshman.
Yeah.
Heading off inside 61. For Trousdale.
Let's See Burnett, 45, making the stop on that one with the help of 61. You say Hale?
Andrew Hales, yeah.
Yeah.
Ball carrier for Trousdale, Jacob Hewitt. 3 minutes left in this one. Third and six. Nate Mayberry checking out. Caden Strong at one defensive tackle. Andrew Hales at the other. Monroy Hidalgo at the nose. Austin Anderson still out there at linebacker, I believe. Hand off again inside. Backs off the left side of the offense. Is going to be brought down by Anderson. Austin recording the tackle for loss there. Comes up Gimpy. Going to go to the sideline, hopping on one leg, holding his left hamstring. Certainly hope that he did not sustain the injury there. Hopefully just a cramp. Cannot afford to have him out next week. Then at Turney Ford Field against the Gordonsville Tigers.
No, we can. And if there was any life for Clay County tonight on that defensive side, Austin Anderson kind of brought it. Was in on, had a big tackle for a loss for a stop earlier, and he played really well tonight for Clay County, and really, especially in this late season run.
2 minutes and ticking. Fourth down, Colton Calhoun comes off the sideline to punt. Mishandled snap, does get it away. High short punt, going to hit at the Trousdale 44. Take a yellow jacket bounce into the Bulldog sideline around midfield. Clay County going to take over one more time. Minute 43 left in this one. 42-14. It's been jackets all night, let's be honest about it.
It has. Yeah, Clay County just took a knockout punch early on in this one. Trousdale going up 21-0 and showed a sign or two of life, Daniel, but really never threatened in this one.
Watching this offensive huddle, I see Caden Strong coming back out at tackle. I believe number 64, Caleb Weir. I think I see 64 out there. Yeah, definitely 64. Going to be playing center here for Austin Anderson, who just went out. Senior Caleb Weir. Smith, Cherry, and Adams split right. Reese Adams tight end left. Nate with it. Gives to Brown. Layton across midfield. Keeps the feet moving. Picks up around five. Clay County going to run about two more plays, and this one's going to go final. Minute and a half left. Big freshman Lucas Graves checks in on the offensive front. Jess Cox also out there joining the squad. Jess Cox is going to play this right guard.
Jennings at wide out, I think.
Yep.
With Smith and others.
Hand off to Brown. Layton searches ahead for another gain of five, maybe six, depending on the spot. And this one is just about, that might do it. Yeah, we'll have to run one more play. 50 seconds and ticking on the game clock, 30 seconds and ticking on the play clock. One more snap, and this one's going to go final. Tough non-conference loss down here on the Creek Bank. Like we said in the pregame, don't think we've ever won down here. If we did, it happened all the way back in 1954. Not sure if that game was in Salina or in Hartsville. Going to fall to 3-31 all time in this series against the mighty Yellow Jackets. That's going to be the final play of the game. Is it Brown off left side that time? Thomas Gaino.
Seven.
Yeah, give him seven on it. 10 seconds and ticking here. Trousdale going to move to 5-4 on the year. They have Westmoreland waiting them next week. Clay County going to drop to 6-3 on the year. After this non-conference game, they got a big conference game next week, though. That's at Gordonsville next Friday night. Region title contest. We'll be talking about that one on the CarQuest postgame show. Final score here on the Creek Bank, Trousdale 42, Clay County 14.
Coming up, the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. Proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollowlake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. Come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here live on the CarQuest post-game show. Final score, Trousdale 42, Clay County 14. Dogs fall to 6-3 on the year in this non-conference matchup. Trousdale jumps to 5-4, a game that we knew would be tough, a game that, you know, you say it doesn't matter because it's non-conference. The only thing that concerns me, you know, I don't want these coaches and this team to have a hangover going into the big matchup next week against Gordsville, one that does matter in a lot of ways. Over this one, you know, you came to the Creek Bank, tough place to play. Trousdale, I think, maybe played some of their best football of the season. And it's just a tough game tonight.
Yeah, Yellow Jackets leaving, no doubt. And it started early. You know, we saw Cole Gregory, who talked about the night he had. John will outline it here in a little while. But, you know, started off with a 33-yard rushing touchdown. It was 7-0 on the first drive of the ball game. That one happened quick. Clay County had a turnover on their first drive. First play of their next drive, Trousdale County, 84-yard touchdown pass to Calhoun. It's 14-0. We were forced to punt on our next drive. Next thing you know, 75-yard touchdown pass to Calhoun again. It's 21-0, Daniel. And Clay County, you know, just got blitzed early.
They did. And it settled into a period of time there. Well, we played them 7-7 for a big chunk of the ball game and held our own, stopped them and stuff, but never could come back.
No, we couldn't. We did score. We saw Nate Adams find Reese Adams for a 42-yard touchdown pass, a beautiful play, and it was 21-7, 9:55 to go in the second half, or in the first half before halftime, and we thought, hey, Clay County has some life. Gregory said no. Next drive, two big runs. He was in the end zone again. It was back to a three-score ball game, and that's what it was, 28-7 at the break. And then Clay County just didn't do anything. They had the ball to start the third quarter, ended up a 3-and-out, and then you got into that grind you were talking about, kind of back and forth, and then Trousdale County put it away. Another long touchdown pass from Gregory to Calhoun, made it 35-7, and then Gregory took it 60 yards to the house on the ground, 42-7. Nate Adams added a late 10-yard rushing touchdown for your final score of 42-14. Clay County just not up to the challenge here tonight on the Creek Bank.
No, that's, you know, no sugarcoating it. That's all there was to it. Just a tough night and got beat pretty bad. John, you want to go ahead and do the Trousdale stats?
Sure. Total of 531 yards for this Trousdale County team tonight. 225 on the ground and 306 through the air. As you guys know, Cole Gregory accounted for just about all of that. He was 9 of 17 for 306 and 3 touchdowns. Coben Calhoun had a huge game. He had 6 catches, 253 yards, and all three of those touchdowns were his. Jake Ferguson also caught 3 for 53. On the ground, Cole Gregory, 15 carries, 195 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Wow.
Also, Clay Sanders, number 12, carried the ball 5 times for 19 yards. Ferguson, 1 for 3 yards. Quentin Moore, 1 for 1 yard. Jacob Hewitt, 1 for 3 yards. So that's your total yardage for the Caswell County Yellow Jackets tonight. Of course, penalties on both sides kind of washed out. I didn't keep up with all that, but...
Yeah, and you talk about Gregory, probably was a leading tackler for Trousdale County on defense, too. Just one of the best players we've seen.
Yeah, I think so. You mentioned earlier York's quarterback, LaFue, the only guy really that could compare. I'm going to play one little promo here like we always do. Going to come back. Thomas will give us a Clay County stance. We'll announce TDS top performer, and John will give us a final Last Shot and Strong scoreboard update. You're listening to the CarQuest Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs. Back here for the final time tonight on the CarQuest Postgame Show from the Creek Bank. First broadcast we ever called down here, and I just assumed, forget it. Excited about coming, but tough night here. You were a black, purple, and gold fan. And we'll kick to Thomas for the Clay County stats.
Clay County, basically, Trousdale County doubled them up offensively. John talked about over 500 yards for the Yellow Jackets, just 254 and 2 touchdowns for Clay County on 48 plays. They had 28 rushes for 114 yards total and a touchdown. Nate Adams was 9 for 20 for 140, a touchdown, and did have the 2 interceptions. He threw passes to his brother Nolan Adams, had 1 catch for 16 yards. Weston Burwell, 3 catches for 52 yards. Reese Adams, 1 catch tonight. It was a big one. It was a 42-yard touchdown catch. Andrew Smith gets a catch, 1 for 10 yards tonight. Aiden Soto, 2 catches for 20 yards. Rushing the ball, Nolan Adams, the leading rusher tonight, 8 carries for 38 yards. Aiden Soto, 9 carries for 17 yards. Nate Adams, 6 carries for 24 yards. Waylon Cherry, 1 for 5. And Leighton Brown, 4 carries for 35 yards. Defensively, Waylon Cherry had 1 stop for Clay County. Reese Adams finished with 3. Weston Burwell, 2. Parker Smith had 3. Worm Smith had 4 and a tackle for loss. Nate Adams, 2 stops. Aiden Soto, 3. Hayden Adams, 3. Nate Bayberry, 3. And Burnett, give me the first name, Daniel.
Oh, Eli.
Eli Burnett had 1 stop. Leading the way, senior Austin Anderson, 8 tackles and 2 for loss tonight.
I'm going to go ahead now and announce the TDS top performer from tonight's game. And Thomas just mentioned him. Senior Austin Anderson, another good night defensively. Austin's been a guy that Coach Dickerson has moved around where he had a need defensively. He's played defensive tackle. He's played that true defensive end kind of guy. He can put him out into space if he needs to, some play inside of a linebacker if he had to. Just a valuable part of our defensive scheme, and obviously huge part of our offense because he plays center. Every play starts with him. He's been pretty consistent there throughout the season, and you know, he's impressive on that side. But yeah, just you talk about Austin, you talk about his toughness, his motor, and all that kind of stuff. You know,
yeah, he's just doing a great job in his senior season. And honestly, before that, you know, we've seen Austin Anderson contribute throughout his career.
Yeah.
And we talked about it in the interview last week that you can still go back and listen to. And, you know, he's played everywhere, just like you said. And Coach Lamb said, we knew Austin was going to be starting for somewhere when we went into this season. We just didn't know where. And that's the thing about Austin Anderson is he'll do whatever he needs to do for Clay County football. And tonight, I'll just be honest with you, he was the only one that played with any emotion, that acted like he was kind of up for this game, and he never let up. And that's just because that's who Austin Anderson is. When he's out here, he's giving his all for Clay County football.
Yeah, and, you know, they call him Smiley. That's his nickname, and I think y'all talked about that maybe on the interview last week. But, you know, he's a good-natured kid, except when he gets on the field, and then that good nature turns into that high emotion like you just talked about. So. Yeah. Austin Anderson, great job defensively, always does a good job at center, and that's why he was tonight's TDS top performer, brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. So we'll kick to John for the Ashok and Strong scoreboard insurance update. Said that backwards, but it works.
Here we go. Maribel at Alcoa, 24-21, Maribel, final score. All these are final scores. Oliver Springs, 13, Cofield, 20, Oak Ridge, 30, Lenore City, 12, South Pittsburgh, 44, Sell Creek, 0. I was wrong about the South Pittsburgh coach. It was the Sell Creek coach that had got ejected. York Institute, 40, Wartburg, 7. Red Bull and Springs loses a narrow one at Community, 46-44. They had come back and almost got the victory there. Mm-hmm. Cookville defeats Green Hill, 28-20. Livingston Academy, 19, Cumberland County, 0. Gordonsville falls to Bledsoe, 21-14. No score available for Joe Burns. Monterey beats Jackson County, 49-0. Hendersonville handles Lebanon, 21-14. Upperman, 48, Stone Memorial, 6. Portland loses to Westmoreland, 14-0. DeKalb County defeats White County, 35-20. Aiken County was up 27-0 over Watertown at the half, and I haven't gotten the final score on that. Other than that, this has been the final scoreboard update presented by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered.
Tough night on the creek bank like a lot of them have been down here for the Bulldogs over the years. 42-14, the final. Got to get rid of this one and shake it off, though, because we've got the regular season finale next week on Turney Ford Field against the hated Gordonsville Tigers. Everything's still in play. This one changes nothing about the postseason and what this team can accomplish. Folks, come on down there. Make that trip in person. Get in the stands. Cheer this team on. If you can't, we'll be there to help you do it. Tune in. Carquist Free Game Show will go on air at 6 o'clock next Friday night, just like always. For Eli Smith, who was on the camera tonight, for John Weaver and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.